Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than listening to off-key kids singing a terrible Christmas song.
Oh, it's the worst.
Just gotta sit there, can't go anywhere. Oh. Kids aren't even that attractive.
Just want to slam your head against the wall.
Kind of like our show.
And we're not as cute.
Yeah.
Well,
no pretense.
Depends on the kids. Where would they grow up to be? Surprise!
Oh, God!
That was Pip Helix.
Hi.
Over there was Joe Curry.
Hello.
I'm Davin Rosenblatt.
There you go.
You'll listen to Davin's Den. If you want to join in the fun, go to the Davin's Den chat room on davincomedy.com. Davincomedy.com. Hope we are all in all the places we're supposed to be on. It's a little bit of a late start. Once again, a little technical issues.
Please stand by.
But I think we solved it. Let me just see. Are we everywhere we're supposed to be? Yes, yes, yes. We are efforting to get this show an engineer very soon.
Yeah, there's so many different connections and everything. Poor Davin is like sweating bullets right before we go on the air.
That's just Joe walking down the stairs. I hope the house is still standing.
There's always something.
You've got that obstacle course that I have to get through.
Or yeah. What most people call it, a hallway.
It's an obstacle course.
Kong must climb. Swing from tire.
The real Kong would have a problem getting through there.
Kong throw feces in disgust. Drink Fanta.
Boy, I wish I could. It'd be really good if you could throw your shit at stuff you don't hate.
Throw your shit at stuff you don't hate. Why would you throw it at something you don't hate?
It's something you hate. I said something you hate.
No, you said something
you don't hate.
Beg your pardon. I said something.
Kong problem with English. Still, for monkey, not bad.
No, Kong have long day, long drive.
Now supply us with long 3 hours of bad attitude.
Traffic.
Kong get out. Throw cars on three-way. We'll move on.
Is that mud flinging at my windshield? No, that's Kong. Poo!
Kong mad. Kong no longer mad. Let baboons climb on windshields at Six Flags. Kong now do it on three-way.
Kong have red ass.
Kong always have red ass. Born that way. He threw placenta, went out of womb.
Oh, wow.
Dr. Duck.
How angry do you gotta be at the world right off the bat that's going to get this thing the hell out of
my way? I can see you get slapped. You're like, fuck you, Doc. God damn it, that's my ass.
I think the funniest story, we always tell it, but it just cracks me up, is that one time I'm on the road. I'm not even up. I'm up 30 seconds.
Yeah, we tell us every week.
And I slig, and it just cracks me up. I just slam my head against the headboard. God damn it all. He's like, you're not even up yet. You're mad. I'm like, yes.
Keep in mind, I'd already been working on the radio show for an hour, and stupid wakes up in a bitter mood. Oh, damn it, the sun's here.
Stupid bull.
I thought I told you to go away.
It's the AM, damn it.
Blaming the headboard for his problems, like it encroached on his space over the night.
And listen, the headboard's been a problem for a while for some people.
Ah, what, do you get slammed against that sucker?
You know, there's got to be a reason for this brain damage, and I'm blaming that.
Just put a helmet on.
Works for Joe.
That's sexy.
Well, with your teeth, it's perfect. Okay, just trying to make sure that's on. All right. So we want to welcome our newest sponsor to the show, Francesco's Restaurant in Woodland Park, New Jersey.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Really good food there.
They have awesome food. I've been working with them for years, and we're happy to have them come aboard. But yeah, if you're in northern Jersey or New York even, you want some like really authentic Italian food, go to Francesco's. Frank's great.
My friends lived in the neighborhood, and we went there a couple times. Oh, wow. Awesome food. Mm.
So yeah, there'll be a sponsor. They just signed up, so we're excited about that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Tonight's also our debut on SmokinHits.com. Smoking Hits.
Smoke. Sounds like me and Joe during the breaks.
Smoking Hits.
Smoking Hits.
Smoking Hits.
Our pal DJ Fatty hooked us up with this the station.
Thanks, DJ Fatty.
Fatty was actually on before the show, and he's going to be on right after us too. Oh, wow. We're being sandwiched by Fatty.
Hey,
it's a Fatty sandwich.
It's a Fatty sandwich.
It's a Fatty sandwich, and there's no thinnies in the joint.
I've had worse.
But we are very happy, very grateful to be on SmokinHits.com. This is our first... Ebes just said Yushi. I don't even know what that means. Yushi to you too, Ebes. Hey, you.
Is that sushi without the show?
See, here's the thing. This station is based in England. This is our first European station.
Oh, right.
But apparently it might have a little Asian influence.
You know, well, I don't know. It depends on the neighborhood.
Well, it's Yushi, or it's like a Mario Kart game.
Yushi. I really don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Say
what
more.
Did you? Gotcha's laughing out loud. Look at this. There's people in the chat room. We don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Just amuse yourselves.
English yes. humor.
It certainly is.
Please, speak amongst yourselves in your own languages.
So Smokin' Hits is another one of these music stations. We're on a couple of these music stations.
Yeah.
Some comedy talk shows, but they play 70s and 90s, and they take 70s, 80s, 90s. They take requests and everything.
Nice.
The owner's a really cool guy. He's a real English guy, because every time he Facebooks with me, he says, mate.
Oh, I love that.
So I don't know if he's like a fucking pirate or...
but that Avast, ye mateys!
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There'd be a Y at the end. It was like, wow. I'm like, because I'm used to dealing with people in Africa, but not somebody in England.
Across the pond.
Yes.
As they
not authentic, original English speakers.
We do like, yes. I don't, for English, they're talking a very weird language. It's going to be a hard transition. I know they don't suck on fags the way we suck on fags. That's the only difference I know.
That's a completely different weekend.
Well, not really. You can combine both hobbies.
You can.
After you suck a fag, you might want to smoke a fag.
You know what? Yes. Absolutely.
Who hasn't sucked a fag, Joe?
Hi.
Just about an hour ago, as a matter of fact.
Also, we want to congrats the whole Levyland channel on Stickam.
Yes.
Awesome.
Levyland was the number two channel on all of Stickam this past month. We're number two. But that's pretty, the station's like only a month or two old, and now already it's like number 80 all time on station
view. Amazing.
I was talking to Dave, who runs Levyland. He's like, I'm like, well, what do you guys get a month? He's like, oh, we're like over 260,000 views a month.
Wow. Yeah.
Good Lord, people listening to this nonsense.
I know. Yes.
So thank you.
And we're so sorry.
Muchos gracias.
We apologize in advance.
I don't know what OFL means. They're ROFLing. They're OFLing. There's a whole lot of them on the floors.
Well, OFL.
Orgasm for laughs?
Rolling on the floor laughing, but
I don't know what
on
OFL.
On the floor laughing, I guess. Is.
Oh.
I guess it's not rolling, just like laying still and laughing.
Don't fucking move. They'll see us.
Camouflaged and laughing on our floor.
So we just had Thanksgiving.
Yes.
As we said last week, not a good Thanksgiving heading into it for me.
No.
Because the night before I was hosting the game night, so I get home late and everything.
That's right.
So and I had to wake up bright and early for a bar mitzvah, because nothing says pilgrims like Jews. On the Mayflower Wits. Bunch of rabbis got together. Squanto, cut off penis, circumcised Jew. So we're there at the bar mitzvah and everything. Waking up. As far as bar mitzvahs go, very nice. But I'm texting Pip. I'm like, here's the problem with Jews. No matter what they're doing, they got to give a fucking speech. If, like, Jews were in charge of, like, halftime football, Thanksgiving halftime, they wouldn't be, like, Kid Rock or, like, Lenny Kravitz or anything. You'd just have a bunch of fucking Jews speaking. And nobody would leave because nobody wants to hear the speech, but nobody wants to offend the person speaking. Here, on this, people just fucking tune out.
They just love it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's really bizarre, though, is that I'm in the middle of... We're going someplace else, but I'm cooking the turkey. Mm-hmm. So I'm on turkey watch.
I did that last year.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
All right, here's what you need to know about this show if you're new to it. Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday, but apparently I'm going to bitch no matter what. Because I was bitching about my last Thanksgiving.
I know. It's a theme here. Well, I'm cooking it, but you have to constantly baste the sucker, you know? So it's like, it's right. Babysitting
It's like a clit. It needs constant attention. Otherwise, it gets dry.
Yes, I guess in a way it is. But it's not quite as exciting when it's done, though. It's just turkey.
Oh, DJ Fatty's giving you a pip.
Oh, hey, DJ Fatty. You know what? But you have to keep basting and basting that sucker. So I would love to have taken a nap, but I had to keep setting the alarm for like a half an hour. This is not a rejuvenating nap whatsoever.
Ebes hates being the turkey giver.
Oh, you know what?
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
I like
take the drumstick in your ass and like it, god damn it.
Uh-huh.
I will not be the turkey giver.
Legs akimbo. You know,
well, that's why you tie him up with the little bakery strings. That turkey's a whore.
I know, and you know
just
what?
Just want to spread its leg, get stuffed.
I forgot to do that this time, and the stuffing just came blurting out.
Yeah, it does, but it's always a shame when it does it too soon.
Yeah, it did.
So I'm sitting there for this. Back to me. You'll get your time, sister.
All right.
Stavin's dead, not turkey hour.
Wait, one and the same.
You're pretty much turkey 3 hours. Whatever. Yeah. So, whatever. The bar mitzvah was fine. But again, I don't want to be in a suit on Thanksgiving. Because, like, around 10 a.m., I should be playing football. Or at least in my youth, I was playing football. Now, I should probably be ignoring my kid. I should be doing something.
Wait a minute. Don't you have a knee to watch out for?
No, my knees heal. I'm good to go.
All right.
I'll be ready for Jewish men's softball season. Oh, yeah. Thank goodness for that. Here's the problem, though. So, then we have dinner at my sister-in-law, who had the bar mitzvah for her son.
Yeah.
Worst fucking turkey ever.
No.
It was catered. Not her fault. She's a great cook.
Oh, okay.
She's a great cook. Turkey. But, like, they got it from, like, a barbecue place.
Okay.
You're not getting turkey from a barbecue place. No, no flavor.
Oh.
No. And they had brisket because, you know, like, the barbecue. Yeah. All fucking fatty. You know what? Ugh. This is why people don't like Jews for Thanksgiving.
Not like DJ Fatty, but.
No, not but no, not with the, fatty. Not with no. the PH. I would have, well, I almost said I would have loved to have eaten fatty, but no. I don't think I would have liked that at all.
I
He's a little too much man for me.
Is he allowed to be involved in the decision making there?
No, I don't know. As long as his legs are akimbo like a turkey, who's going to bitch?
A little bakery string.
So I was not very disappointed in my Thanksgiving meal. Even my wife was like, we felt like we got gypped out of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you did.
It was stolen from us. Yeah. But you know what we're going to have this year? Yom Kippur. You never fucking skip. You always got to fast. Nobody ever glosses over Yom Kippur.
Nope.
But the good eats, we're not doing that.
No.
Pisses me off.
Well, no. I mean, there are a lot of celebrations, I mean, in every religion that involve, you know, a lot of feasting. But that's not one of them. And you don't get, do you get like a big exciting meal after you're done with the fasting?
Well, the rule with fasting is, and I do not subscribe to this because it's not how I live my life.
Okay.
You don't want to eat too big of a meal because, you know, upset your stomach. I'm like, fuck it, let's eat.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? We just fasted. We atoned. You know what? Let's go to the Chinese non-kosher buffet.
Go to town.
Where's that crab rangoon? Shrimp fried rice? I fucking atone. Let's start off. Exactly. I got no sins. Let's start. My sin bin is empty. Give me the sins.
My sin bin's empty.
So when you get like a Catholic getting out of confession.
That's
I'm
like
back, baby.
Well, it's time to reload.
It's like the opposite of a spank bag.
By the way, how
sin
the hell
bin.
Can you confess to a guy who you know is diddling kids? Shouldn't he be confessing to you?
Well, you don't know he personally is diddling
you
kids.
You know.
I don't know. It's not like you look in and you peek through a little thing and there's a little leg sitting
well,
on his
lap.
Well,
he's judging you. Oh. Shouldn't you be judging him?
No.
Could you imagine you get in there for, forgive me, Father, for I said, well, before you start, there's something I should tell you. Just 6 minutes ago, I was with the altar boy. I need to tell somebody about this. That would be like the best confessional ever.
No, they confess to other priests.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And they all keep their mouths shut?
Yeah.
They should work at Penn State. They're wasting the time working for the church.
Well, I went to this marriage encounter thing.
Marriage encounter?
Yes, it's sponsored by the Catholic Church.
Well, wait, what is a marriage encounter?
It's a weekend you go away on if you have to.
Do you bring your wife? If you have to.
You have
so I guess
to.
He did go with his wife.
Well, it's like punishment. No, I went with...
It's like punishment.
He went actually, with somebody else's wife.
No. It was like after Joanne and I got married, we went on this marriage encounter thing because Joanne and I been fighting like cats.
It sounds like your last weekend when like the aliens are invading. Marriage encounter. It's going to take the perfect couple to save the earth.
It was awful. A friend of mine that I work with suggested I go there, and she set it up. So it was in the the Pennsylvania Hills up in the Poconos.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Do you have the big heart-shaped hot tub?
No. We get to this convent house, and we go in there, and there's no food there or anything like that. So we wind up going out to get a bite to eat. We come back. They locked the place up. We had to, like, bang on the door to get back in.
No.
Kong wants food.
Kong was hungry. So then we go down.
No, Kong wants sleep.
Yeah.
It's like the second week in a row we've had a story about Joe getting gypped out of food.
Yeah. Story of my life. So we go back. The thing starts the next day, and it's all these couples and stuff. Now,
well, it's a marriage thing.
Right. Married couples, and you're trying to solidify your marriage. Now, there's priests there that are there because they're having a problem being a priest. Maybe they don't really want to do it anymore.
Wait, so there's priests that need to be encountered too?
Yeah, because they're married to God.
No way.
Yeah, they're married to God. Now, the whole
now let me ask you a question. When other people pray to God, is God cheating on them if he listens?
I don't know. But, you know, God wasn't even there. They say God is everywhere, but, you know, that's questioning is it? Because he's there on good faith. You know, where is he?
Wait, you lost me.
Wait, no, God is everywhere.
Because you're married.
Then how could you cheat on him? Then he's complicit in it. He's not cheating. He's look the other way.
You just have an open marriage.
Yeah, yes, that's what I'm looking for. Yeah. Yes, Pip Helix. Yes, God is saying you have an open marriage.
I guess.
Just don't pray to anybody else. You can dick around. You can fuck other people, God's saying. I just don't want you praying to other people.
It's an
understanding. It's like you can have sex with, it's like swingers. You can have sex with other people, just don't love them.
Oh, no.
That's what God's saying.
He implicitly said that.
I can help a lot of people with their issues.
I know, he implicitly said that. Thou shalt have no gods before me.
Exactly. If you can follow those rules, dick around all you want.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of other rules he had.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but nobody listens to them.
Yeah, he had Moses walk down a mountain with him, holding on tablets.
Yeah,
like a waiter bringing a big diner menu.
Yeah.
Who got the number six?
He shall have potato salad as a side.
I hope you're going to leave that golden calf as a tip.
Who authored thy French fries and gravy?
Art thou
disco
going to
fries eat- from the mountain.
Art thou going to eat thy pickle?
Will thy want coffee with thy meal?
No, there's no free refills. It's Mount Sinai, yeah. Not Applebee's.
More with coffee, hun? Yeah, more. Because those old diner waitresses, they all call you hun. Hi, you hun.
I love
you?
That.
Oh, yeah.
I
do
love
you?
That. Sweetie, hun. Yeah, yeah I do. I do.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's a New York
diner.
So
do prostitutes, by the way.
They call you hun?
Yeah, of course they do.
How would I know that?
And how would you know that?
Well, yeah, why do you know that?
Well, what do you think? You guys think you were my first choice to fill these two seats? I was auditioning other people.
Oh, I could just do that.
he had a couple of other old whores here.
And inertia,
you know?
What do you think? What am I getting paid, motherfucker?
Yeah, their hourly rate is too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not like you assholes were the most talented. You were just the cheapest.
Well, there's that.
They didn't talk about their teats.
And I didn't either. You guys keep bringing them up.
You're right. We didn't. You didn't.
Put them back down.
Exactly. So how did your encounter go out? Your wife stayed with you, so.
Well, yeah, no, it was
it was unsuccessful.
Yeah, it sucked. You sit there and you got to eat during breakfast. You sit there and I'm trying to eat. And believe me, the nuns created four miracles. They created four meals I could not eat. The food was atrocious. And
really?
I'm sitting there trying to eat this horrible chow. And it's like, and they ask you questions while you're eating. And I'm like, yeah, Joe. Yeah, what? Pass the bacon. What does God's love mean? What does God's love mean to you? I don't know. Pass the butter.
It means good bacon.
But you knew it was a religious thing.
I didn't think it was going to suck that much.
Really? When have you ever partied with God and go, I can't wait to do that again?
I know. And let me tell you something. If it wasn't a friend at work that set us up, if we just went on our, you know, we set it up, so we would have split the first night. It really stunk.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got back home.
Enough of this, God. You know? Let's go fuck in the car.
We got home. We got back.
Let's go find some decent food.
We got back to Long Island, and we went to this Chinese buffet.
Always comes back to Chinese
because it's just a place where if you're starving, you go.
You go,
and we just ate those people out of house at home. I mean, it was. I mean, because we just.
Well, she didn't eat them out. That would have been ungodly.
Oh,
it the. I mean, we
not
we didn't,
that kind
we
of
didn't
Chinese
eat.
Buffet.
The food just was awful, and you're sequestered in this place, and it's just like.
Wait, we're back at the religion thing.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's just. Like,
it wasn't sequestered in the Chinese
and
buffet.
You got these other couples in, like the guy, and I have my workbook.
So
I
it's like the worst cruise ship dining.
It
ever.
Was, and then you have a workbook you got to look at. I'm
a workbook.
Yeah, like you have, you know, and I'm writing all these wise ass comments and stuff like that, and then they're playing.
Yeah, but what type of questions do they ask?
How do you feel about your wife? How do you
obviously not. So much I brought her here. Well, I didn't take her to Vegas.
What does a relationship mean? Then they have these.
Wait, this is right after you get married?
Yeah, about a
shouldn't
year
this be done beforehand?
No, that's called pre-cana.
Pre-cana.
Pre-cana. Pre-cana is when you go into pre-cana and you sit there and they tell you how lousy marriage is and they see if you can, you know, run like hell.
See, you're really determined to do this.
Now, here's how the Hasidic, maybe they have it right. I've been critical of this, but they're like, you meet somebody for a week, for one time, yeah, I'd fucking do. Off you go. There's none of this meddling beforehand. Nobody gives a shit afterwards. You're on your own. You have a 50 now, kids, get some herpes. Hello.
When I went to pre-cana, my house, I renovated my house.
Doesn't even sound hot.
Yeah, I know. I was renovating my house at the time. You know, I did 2 years, 2.5 years of work, and I wanted the house done right before I got married. I got finished 2 days before I got married, so I'm in pre-cana, and I've got like a list of projects I'm doing and stuff like that. Joe, what does being in a union mean? I don't know. I got to get 3 junction boxes in the morning. What are you talking
about? Can you imagine asking Joe what's being in a union mean? Means I got to pay wages. Next question, Father.
There's a laugh there. It's actually a regular answer.
I know you too well.
I know.
You're just giving the father a dirty look, bangs his head on the crush. God damn it. Oops.
Oop, another quarter for the jar.
Sorry, Father.
The blaspheming jar.
Sorry, Father. I shouldn't be cursing in church.
Do you got some cheese to go with this wafer? Really, Father? The meal last night blew. I don't want to be disrespectful, but really, Father? Really?
Oh, please, the Seder? The only thing that's good is that applesauce
mortar
thingy. Oh,
yeah, Herosis. Herosis,
it's good.
Yeah, but you know.
It's the only thing that's good. The
main meal is good.
Oh, yeah, no, but I'm talking about, you know, the
because we suffered. We were leaving.
Oh, and you're suffering eating that stuff, radishes.
As you're supposed to. You remember the old Jews who didn't have it so good with the coupon. And the nice meals and the kosher Chinese. You remember the Jews before this when they had to cook their bread and go, let's fucking go.
Yeah, it's like, we don't have time for the raise. I don't have time for this bullshit.
I want a nice rye. We don't have time for that shit. Let's go. Get your sandals on and go. Yeah.
Crackers again? Crackers
let's go,
again?
Abraham. Move your ass.
And the other worst part is they used to play the lamest love songs at this thing.
And
you know that song that
walk away! Here I am, Lord, you need to walk away!
But they had, you remember that song? song Almost There. I'm already there. I'm already there.
I don't know that. Who does that?
I think Lone Star. Lone Star does the song.
Oh, I don't know.
And I'm sitting, and it's like a country song, and like these couples are crying, like the listen, and I'm just sitting there going, "Dang, Burton Farmer, you're making me cry. Cut it out now, you skunks." And Joanne's like, "Shut up, you ain't gonna make me cry now."
She didn't know she was married to an asshole after a year.
Oh, she did. No, she knew she was married to an asshole.
That's why she dragged him to this thing.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute now. So was she really like full into it and trying to like do the workbook and, you know, do the work and stuff?
And
you're being the asshole making jokes and stuff?
Yeah.
I would have murdered
Joe did to God what he does to me. He fucks things up.
I did. I cannot. I'm sorry. I'm a comic. I can't.
We're all sorry.
I'm sorry.
Listen, nobody's thrilled about that decision either, Joe.
Wait down a minute on that. You're going to isolate that.
He says it before every gig.
Joe finally comes clean.
I'm sorry, I'm a comic. And the whole room is brought together.
Yeah, the audience is like, finally, you son
finally.
Of a bitch.
Took 17 years.
I'm give him $500 to say that 15 years ago. Yeah, right. That would have saved me a lot of heartache and grief.
But I couldn't sit there in that environment and not just goof on it. It's impossible.
You mean that pious environment where people are getting to be in touch with their Lord and Maker and Savior? Yes. You mean that environment?
Yes.
Where people are generally good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That. Yeah, no, I couldn't do it. I don't know if I'd be able to hack that with a serious face either, to be perfectly honest.
If you have a sense of humor, you can't
see. You're not listening to this show.
Save yourselves. Run!
Couples, there's this guy like two seats over crying when he's talking about his marriage. I'm sitting there.
I've seen you come close to tears when talking about your marriage.
I'm sitting there on my writing in my book, write comments. I'm like, get your skirt off, faggot. You know,
you're the only one who goes to these things is like, we're coming up with material.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
I know.
I'm sorry. I'm not sitting there and going, I'll take this seriously. You got to be kidding me. I'm starving to death. I'm in the middle of Pennsylvania. This stinks. There's no TV. I mean, the hell out of it.
But you know what? But you can't blame Pennsylvania for the bad chow because Pennsylvanians can throw down. It's just, it depends on where you are.
Get you some Scrapple.
I would have taken Scrapple. I mean the nuns were nice. Well, obviously they're nuns. They can't be, you know, they're nuns.
Oh, but they can be mean.
The worst cooks. The food was atrocious.
You know, and that's really what Jesus is about. It's the cooking.
He brought
fishes, but nobody ever said how he prepared them. Were they fried? Were they sautéed? Were they broiled? Were they grilled? I don't want fucking sushi here, Jesus. Cook these fishes with your loaves.
You know what? He was.
Can I have
let
a nice
me tell
fish
you,
sandwich then?
He was a good host. I'll tell you about this.
He's
right?
Tasty every Sunday. He's a great host.
Devin is the Jew can say that, so we won't burn in hell. But anyway,
too
you
late.
Know, look, you want to go on a beer run? Lord, we're going to go on a beer run. Sit down. Give me some water. I'll fix this. You know,
ding.
Yeah, ding. Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Rose.
Best host ever.
Rosé.
Red and white. Look at this guy.
Yeah, but the problem is, you know, you never get the same people coming to the same supper again. I mean, you always lose somebody. This is a great party, Jesus. Too bad you won't be around for the next one.
Oh.
I would just, you know, I always wondered, like.
It's anti-religious talk.
If Jesus lived in modern times, you know, when they were like at a Fridays, take these quesadillas and eat them. This is my thought. Yeah.
You think Jesus is going to a Fridays?
If the Jesus was around in these times and he was going to go to a place, where would you take the apostles?
We'd
go to Fridays.
We'd have to like chips and guacamole.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you're right. Take these nachos. Yeah.
Now, sip from this giant cup of margarita.
Yeah, sip from the margarita.
Do this for remembrance of me.
You can't take Jesus someplace a little nicer. I mean, he came all the way back. I mean, he's had a long trip.
He was a simple carpenter. He needed a diner.
He was a simple guy. He would have loved to. Believe me, he was a simple guy. He liked simple things. He would have liked to go to Fridays.
Yeah. Chili's.
Chili's?
Bennigan's.
I don't know. I don't know. The guy comes all the way back from the dead. He goes, hey, Jesus, can we order together? We'll get 2 for $20, the Jack Daniels special.
This is before we
Jesus,
died.
Are you going to eat that last pot sticker? I don't think that's going down well.
No, but before he died.
That was before he died.
There's Johnny Race Apps fucking serving him and everything. Hey, man.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Can you listen to this chord? I was a divine inspiration.
That's so funny.
Back to me.
All right, back to you.
That was quite the detour.
Yeah,
that
was
a good detour.
Yes,
I liked it. We learned more about Joe and Joanne.
Yes, we do.
More ammunition for me to make fun of this stupid ass.
You keep telling stuff.
I love that's good. It's good radio.
Yeah,
this is therapy for him.
I have a very interesting marriage.
Well,
it's a very.
I don't think Joanne would use the word interesting.
Yeah.
Threatening.
Threatening.
Scary. But anyway, we move on.
Yes.
So now, Black Friday, I'm a Black Friday guy. Not black people, not so much. But the
not a black people.
No, I don't care. They're wonderful.
No, I know.
But I don't care.
I know. You know, it's so weird because you say the most horrible things. I know you outside of this show, and I know how you really behave, and you are not a racist, but the stuff you say.
No, I'll let them work
here,
on my car.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, I know.
Go ahead.
I'm kidding. Whatever. Black people are wonderful. I'm sorry.
And I'm going to get more.
Exactly. You can't have enough of them around.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
I know.
So we go to the Black Friday. We go to the Walmart, starting early. We want to get Egyptian sheets, which is weird that a Jew would want to get Egyptian sheets, but I let bygones be bygones.
Thing, I know. Look
the things
the
are
going
to try to smother you.
I was going to build like a pyramid out of them, but whatever.
I thought you'd build a little boat and put your baby in it and send him down the river.
Not a bad idea. And I want to get some CDs.
Yes.
So we get there like 7 o'clock after this awful catering.
Right.
And the Egyptian sheets are gone already.
Damn.
Now the thing's supposed to start at 8. Sale's supposed to start at 8.
Can I interrupt? You went there before. You went to there before. Oh, at night you went.
Yeah.
Okay, beg your pardon.
Yeah, I went there at night.
Gotcha.
Sale's supposed to start at 8. So you would think, all right, that's when they released the sheets.
Right.
No, apparently.
That's when they released the sheets.
Release the sheets.
Release the sheets.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Release the sheets. Bring out the percales.
Okay, I don't know what that word means, but sure.
You don't know what percale means?
I don't even know how to spell it.
You, sir, should not be in the...
It's a type of material that they use in sheets.
Sorry.
See,
it's not my area of expertise. I apologize.
That's I thought you were about to go and break into thread counts, so...
Well, no, these were high thread count sheets.
I know that.
These were like 700-800 thread count sheets, the good stuff.
Yeah, that's why they're good.
For the California King.
So you're not sleeping on papyrus.
And they're like $20. Which is really good.
What?
Exactly. Well, it's Walmart. You know, they get little Indonesian kids making shit.
Wait. Hold the fucking phone. 500 thread count even sheets?
No. 700-800 thread count.
700 thread count
sheets? It's
sheet
talk.
California King? $20? Yeah. No wonder they were ripped off.
What's a California King?
The biggest size king you can have.
It's bigger than a regular king?
Yes.
Yeah. It's even bigger.
It's big enough for two grown adults, two cats, and a kid.
Yes.
Not comfortably, but still.
I'll tell you what.
Whole family can live on this.
We bought a queen size bed. I wanted to get a king size bed.
Yeah.
You should.
But Joanne insisted.
Think about all the groceries you could put in there.
Look at the grocery section.
Oh, good boy.
Here's the produce section. Joanne, we can't fit canned goods in here. You should have let me get the king.
Look, there's a whole vegetable drawer.
Poor Joe can't have the lobster tank in the bed now.
There's a lot going on there.
Well, we got a queen size bed because Joanne's mother's like, you'll have the sheets are expensive, and I go along with it. And it dawns on me a couple of months later. I go, how many sheets would we be buying with this bed?
Like, you buy three sets. One's in the closet. One's on the damn bed. One's in the laundry.
I'm in the closet. Sheets.
Done.
But
right.
That's where the duvets hang out.
Duvet.
In the closet.
Duvet.
So I get there. I go to the. I beat my wife and kid there. I drive like a motherfucker.
I beat my wife and kid there. You go all the way to Walmart to beat them?
No, why not? I like an audience. No, but I arrived before them and everything.
Thank you.
Sheets are gone.
That's wrong.
Yeah, but apparently they were like in a whole big box and people couldn't take them, but they fucking took them before. I'll tell you what. I want new sheets. I'm not hanging out till 5 p.m. at 5 p.m. to hang out 3 hours for fucking sheets. I'm not making that type of commitment for comfortable sleeping.
Well, wait a second now. So what do? They say they're on sale, so they grab them and then they do the rest of their shopping. And by the time they get to the register, they're on sale?
The register opens at 8. The sale started 8. So they got the sheets beforehand.
So they went and pack-muled them and threw them in their bags.
And what, you just like wait?
No, they...
Well, they circle. It's Walmart. I guess they watch the TV.
Animals.
I don't know. Go to the Subway that's in the store, fucking chow down on a turkey sandwich.
Really?
I don't know what the hell they do.
Yeah.
So I was very disappointed with this.
I would be.
I got the CDs I wanted except for Pink. I got No Doubt. I got Kelly Clarkson. Got the Aerosmith album. Mm. So I was like the first online. So my Black Friday shopping, as opposed to other years when it's like a gala, was done by 8 p.m. I was done by 8 p.m. Now, if you notice, here's the thing with the Black Friday. If you notice, my decision last week, if you listen, was do I go to the Jet game or do Black Friday?
Yes.
And you guys said, no, don't go to the Jet game.
Yeah.
Still, I did not know what I was going to do. I had my Mark Sanchez jersey on.
I was ready to go.
It would have been a big mistake.
It certainly would have been. It's like 5 o'clock. I'm like, well, should I text my friend and see if that ticket's still available? Or should I just let it go because I haven't heard from her?
Right.
Like, you know what? Let it go.
Yeah, yeah.
That was, I'm like, you know what? It's just not gonna, just let it go.
And yeah, so you ended up, no jets, no sheets. What did you get? You got CDs?
I got my CDs, got some stuff for the kid.
Okay.
Right. And I made it home in time to watch the Jets do what they do.
Oh, that was terrible. That was a horrible thing. I'm so sorry.
That was the Jets chant.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
it was
the Jets chant. The Jets played very well for the first quarter. Unfortunately, in football, there's four. Let's put it this way. Our quarterback got sacked by our offensive lineman's ass.
What? What? What?
Mark Sanchez ran into Brandon Moore's ass and fumbled the football for a touchdown.
How big is it?
Baby, you should see an ass. Well, first he got to first. Mark Sanchez calls the play. He calls the play.
Okay.
He goes to hand the ball off. He turned the wrong way. Mark Sanchez forgot which side he called for the handoff. So he fucking panics. Goes, well, there's a nice beefy ass. And fucking head first into the ass. Head first into the ass, fumbles the football. Let me break this down. Brandon Moore's ass, an offensive lineman, now has more career sacks than former number one Jets draft pick Vernon Golston, who's a defensive lineman who was brought in to get sacks, who got cut from the team. Brandon Moore's ass has now more sacks than Vernon Golston.
That sounds like a personal problem.
The Jets gave up 3 touchdowns in 52 seconds.
Oh my God.
They're just handing the ball willy-nilly. Let's put it this way. The NFL, each NFL team this season had like a rock star make their theme for them.
Oh.
The Patriots had Aerosmith do their theme.
Cool.
The Jets had Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
You would think, all right, Lenny Kravitz was Aerosmith's opening act. We got an opening band making our fucking theme. Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's not fair though. Lenny Kravitz is pretty cool. He is.
Well, I don't know. Everybody laughed after him.
Oh, no. Oh,
it was God. Like 35-3 at the half. And everybody, and I'm like, oh, thank God. Cause I would have been sitting with my friend just bitching at her. Cause I bitched her at the Dolphins game. How dare you let me know these tickets are available?
I'm surprised that she lets you know tickets are available anymore if you're gonna bitch at her about it.
Well, now there's like a couple more seats she has. She's like the Chargers and the Cardinals. Like, if any fans like want to, if any fans of the Chargers or Cardinals wanted to go, the guy, and every time she posts, like a blah!
And it's like, except Davin, I don't want to hear it. So she's posting.
But that's not necessarily the biggest indignity that my team
suffered. The ass getting the sack isn't the biggest indignity?
Well, that's pretty big. Are you guys familiar with Fireman Ed?
Yes.
I wasn't beforehand, but now I am.
Fireman Ed is this character.
Yes.
He's a former fireman who used to be a Dolphins fan, who sat on his brother-in-law's shoulders. So his ass is right on his brother-in-law's back.
Oh, great.
And he wears his little fire hat. And he goes, and everybody fucking does it, and all the cameras pick up on it, and Visa put him in the fan hall of fame, and all this nonsense.
Right.
And what does Fireman Ed do? He goes, I quit like a pussy. Here's what I got to say about you, Fireman Ed. I'm bringing this back.
You stink.
You certainly do, Fireman Ed. He's like, well, because he always used to wear the Bruce Harper jersey, which was like a former Jet.
Okay.
But this year, to support Mark Sanchez.
Right.
He's like, because there was the whole Sanchez Tebow thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear a Mark Sanchez jersey. Well, apparently a lot of people give him shit.
Yeah.
About that because they think he works on the team. He's like, I can't take it anymore. I'm like getting a fight. They think I work on the team. I'm still going to go to the games, but I'm not going to lead the chant. Wah! Shut the fuck up.
You know what?
Hold on, Joe. He's a fireman. Hold on, Joe. Excuse me. Firemen run into the disaster, not away from the disaster. He's the first fireman to leave the disaster, Joe. Go on.
I'm afraid to.
Yeah, well, you should be. This is not pussy shit like God. This is important.
Yeah. You're on your own,
I was
Joe.
Just saying, I can't stand these guys that have no life that have to involve them. Don't you?
I didn't know you were going
to
attack me.
No, not no, you. I mean, you're not out there with a fireman's hat on. Go, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like you got no life.
Hold on.
Oh, he's going to go get a fireman's hat? I'm really afraid. I don't have
you
no
don't
idea
have
what he's going
to
get.
I used to give this shit away.
Oh, no. He's got a little plastic fireman's hat.
Hey,
are you kidding me?
Fucking suck it. I've had
They used to give away fireman's
yes,
hats because of the guy? Because
the team adopted him. They adopted stupid.
Oh, my God.
Not Joe. Not
no,
us
no,
stupid.
No, 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 no.
The only thing the Jets were giving away was a ball.
I'm like, that's really strange.
So what's he, is he going to come to the next game in like a onesie and a binky? I mean, what a baby. And then here's the most audacious thing. Fine, you can quit. He's got to write an article about it. Yeah. Are you sure? He's got to put pen to paper. You know, I know the kids are going to be disappointed.
But
really?
Nobody gives a shit.
Exactly,
nobody
Joe.
Gives
exactly,
a shit. Joe. You're some dumb Johnny Sixpack that with a big fucking mouth and a hat. Go fuck yourself. Come on, everyone, just sit down. You're blocking my view. You know what
yes,
everybody
yes.
sees?
He's yes, he's blocking
the view.
Sit down.
Yeah, I would be pissed if I was standing behind
now, somebody.
Now,
I will say, now here's the thing. He gets credit for inventing the chant. He did not invent the chant.
Oh.
It used to be back in the 80s and early 90s. It would be both end zone sides, the upper deck, would be battling J-E-T-S chant to see which one would be louder.
Yeah.
And I was always on the lower side because that's where they put the visiting fans.
Okay.
But that's how it started. Then this asshole climbs on his buddy's, his brother-in-law's shoulders and starts doing it and steals all the thunder. Now, I will say he missed a season a couple years ago with a knee surgery, and the place was quiet.
Okay.
So he does serve a purpose. But what a...
So he does.
I mean, you know, because the stupid Jets would try to get, like, the chants going anyway, and they would fly, J-E-T. First of all, it's the stupidest chant in the world.
But how...
Because
I mean,
we can
four
spell.
Fucking letters, and you yell it. How can you find somebody else to do that?
Well, nobody else will wear the hat.
But, I mean...
I'll wear the hat, Joe.
In other sports, they have attractive girls wear little skimpy skirts and yell things.
Well, they do that at the
Jet games. Usually it's rape.
At least at Jet games it is.
Well, you know what? That was the other point of the article that he said.
Rape?
No. About the climate at the games.
Well, there's a lot of anger. Now, in his defense, he should be able to go to the football game with people not yelling shit at him and blaming. I mean, Jet fans are assholes. Fans in general are assholes.
Not all groups of fans are assholes.
Whatever.
There are certain particular teams that have more asshole fans.
Any team
than
in Philly?
Thank you. That's where I was going.
They've got a fucking jail at the stadium.
Yes.
We actually did a whole show. We did like a big portion of a show on this.
About this. Yeah, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Philly fans.
Take the stupid
sorry.
stupid.
Jets fans are getting angry and frustrated. And apparently they're laying into this guy that it's like.
I mean,
you know.
Listen, if you don't want to lead the chant anymore, that's fine.
Just quietly don't.
Yeah, then don't fucking bring your stupid hat that draws attention to you.
Oh, God. You know, I can imagine. Could you imagine? You know what I would do? I would come back and I'd be Chief Ed with a big headdress. J-E-T-S-I-R-A.
We're not the Redskins, you asshole.
I don't know.
Take this with some seriousness.
It's like I got to bring my headdress back to the parking lot.
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing is that I think I'm not saying that he's not got an overinflated sense of himself, but I would be pretty impressed with myself if the team had adopted me to the point where the giveaway is the fucking hat that I wear. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like you're that.
Nobody wants your clothes.
No, but no, they don't. They really don't. We tried to give away.
We're giving away
shit
cats.
And nobody would take it. But what, you know, I'm saying if you were that much, I mean, Yankee fans, we had Freddie and Freddie used to bring his little,
but
homemade
he had,
songs,
but he had the good grief to die.
And he,
he didn't. He didn't write a letter.
That guy died like a year ago, right?
He was beloved because he didn't quit. He just died.
But he didn't.
Isn't there a fireman that needs a fire that needs Ed's attention?
But you've got a problem as a team when your biggest fanatical fan quits
and writes a big article about it.
Shut up, stupid.
He didn't actually say that he's quitting being a fan.
No,
of the
no,
team.
No. He's going to still go to the games.
But he wants to do.
But
it
he's
undercover.
Been leaving. He's been leaving at the half.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And he doesn't want, he's not going to wear his full regalia because he doesn't want to be noticed as much because he's getting so much stick from other
fucking
people
asshole.
In the stadium.
Just, out of all the snipers in the world, how come we never had one perched in the 300 level?
Oh. It's a loudmouth. You know, I think give credence to some loudmouth.
Hold on.
Asshole.
Hold on. This just in. This Sunday, I'm getting this from the Jets. This Sunday, to replace Fireman Ed because the Jets are home. What's this? They're going to have Tim Tebow wearing a Mark Sanchez jersey leading the chants.
At least he's doing something. At least they're giving him something to do.
It'll be a J-E-T-S followed by the Tebow.
Yeah, well, you know what? Earn your keep.
Yes! God bless you, Fireman Ed. Yeah.
Now, I slept through most of the game as the Jets did.
You're an asshole.
But now, Tebow, what did they do with Tebow? Did Tebow even get a play in?
He had broken ribs.
Oh, honey bunch. Ah.
That's smart.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm sure it
but he's
really
making
does.
A lot
Haley
of money.
Warren has a zebra stripe bread sheet. Okay. I don't know what the fuck that means. Haley was our Batman fan.
Yeah, that's the this is our non sequitur girl.
This is our non because
we were talking about sheets, but she's like really far behind unless the chat is like lagging.
No, you know what it is? I was fucking I wasn't paying attention to all the chat.
Oh, see what you did.
Yeah, that was my fault.
Zebra stripe fruit gum.
Yeah.
And my sheets.
Yeah. All right. So that's all I wanted to talk about.
So that was
I want to ask Joe. I'll ask you both this. You're both sports fans. Then I'll move on. Could you guys leave your team?
No.
Yeah, you're a fucking fan.
I'm a Mets fan. Right, exactly.
Look, I didn't stop wearing my Yankee shirts just because this season sucked ass.
This season didn't suck ass.
Yeah, it did.
No, you're a spoiled Yankee fan.
Yeah, I'm a spoiled Yankee fan.
They went to the playoffs. They won. This season didn't suck ass. They didn't win the Super Bowl.
Oh, no. I sat through enough suck ass watching the plays and groaning and covering my face. Yeah, there were some moments.
Yeah, but really, that's why people hate Yankee fans, because Yankees have been good. Yankees have been good. That's like when Giant fans fucking won. Oh, man, I can't get above below this game. They're fucking defending Super Bowl champions. Relax.
No, I know. But the thing was, there were a lot of moments where we sat there. I don't remember going to a game and they won. We sat there and we just watched these bad plays and we just like, you know, you can, there's only so many times you can rub your face, you know, and
you can rub
in
your
horror. Well, that would have made the game more exciting. But we never get on the camera. I wonder why.
I just as a Mets, I'm lucky because I have a buddy, a guy I work with, who is a Mets fan and a Jets fan.
Oh,
he sucks.
And I was telling him today. I go, you know what? I go, I feel bad for you because at least when football starts, I move on to the Giants.
Yeah.
I mean, that's me.
Yeah.
I got the Yankees and I got the Jets.
Right. I'm the opposite. Right, I got the Mets. I got the Giants.
At least
right.
I have the Devils, but. Anyway, all right, so you guys wouldn't quit. So Ed's a
person. I was just going to ask you a stupid question.
Well, I'll be the first.
I almost asked how the Devils were doing. They're doing pretty good. They haven't played.
They're undefeated, Joe. Looks good. Looks real promising. I don't think they're going to lose this year.
You think they're going to play this year? You think they're going to get games in?
I'll tell you what. I don't know, but Brodeur hasn't given up a goal all season.
That's all he's happy
for
about.
For a 40-something year old goalie, that's very impressive.
That's good.
I don't know. They're meeting. They might have it. Ta-da. Somebody somewhere.
Yes.
I don't know what that means, but somebody is somewhere. So, all right, Joe, what's going on with you?
Well, I had Thanksgiving. It was weird. There's a restaurant. Joanne and I spent the day together.
I'm sorry.
The police only had to
for
come
Joanne.
Several times.
No, the police only came several times, did you say?
And, called on you, you degenerate.
And she asked, what do you want to do for Thanksgiving? I go, I don't want to do anything. She goes, well, you want to go to Jersey? I go, I'm not sitting in traffic. So I go, I want to see
Joe
home.
Shows up ready for a show.
Yeah, right. So I go, you know, why don't you go to what the hell's that place? The place that makes all the good chicken and stuff like that. What's that? The roaster?
You mean Boston Market?
Boston Market.
Yeah.
It's because I don't want to get a Boston Market chicken. So there was a buffet, a Thanksgiving buffet that we went to about 5 years ago that rolled. All right,
chick on there. Turns out. Turns
out that it was the same place we went to.
Oh.
Huh.
Under new ownership.
Oh.
It sucked.
Oh.
Dry turkey?
Damn it.
Dry turkey.
Canned cranberry sauce?
The food was okay. The service was atrocious.
It's a buffet. You're the service.
I understand. I understand that. So we walk in the place.
You didn't walk quick enough.
I walk in the place, and they give us a nice seat. It's over to the side. We're not really sitting by many people.
Well, there's a reason for that. Congo corner.
They profiled you, Joe.
Something close to bathroom. Congo not want to throw feces at turkey.
But the staff is walking by. They're not even asking, can we get you, you want to order drinks before you go? Nothing. We had to flag them down and finally, you know. And it was like
Joe
survival.
Tackles them. Listen, you motherfucker.
Almost.
I
want
a root beer, you
almost.
Bastard.
Almost.
Whose night do I got to ruin to get a water?
Yeah. Funny. But almost, you know, almost. So we had, you know, then I go up to get the buffet. They had nice sushi. I had a lot of sushi.
Oh,
that's very Thanksgiving-y.
Yeah. And I didn't have the turkey. The guy at the carving table.
Well, you know, because the pilgrims, they didn't know. They till the Indians, they didn't have fire.
That's the great thing. That's the great thing about a buffet, though. It was good. So
you can get whatever you want.
Yeah,
the quality's not good, but the portions are.
Yeah, but yeah. It's just like they had shit all over the place. You couldn't find like we wanted to get like some macaroni or something like that. Yeah,
what are you, black.
What? Yeah,
macaroni and cheese is a black
thing. I didn't have macaroni cheese.
Oh, okay. I apologize. Macaroni. You're Italian. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah.
They call it macaroni.
We go over to
it's fucking weird. They put a feather in a hat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Your Yankee Doodle reference of the day.
But they have
he doesn't even know how to handle that. He just snorted at me like he was Black Beauty the horse.
My references?
They're literary.
Well, you know what Shakespeare said. But anyway, so the pasta station is all on the other side of the... They didn't even tell you about the fucking thing. You had to go discover it. So,
it's a fucking restaurant, so, not the Galapagos Islands. What's the problem?
I know, shit where you can find it. So the guy's not even there. So I look and I start to get... I'll get that. I'll get, he starts like getting mad. I'm like, well, fuck you. Where have you been? You know, you should have been sitting there at attention.
Fuck you. Yeah. Where have you been?
That's this area, though. That really is.
I'll get that. Fuck you.
Where you been?
I'm going to the macaroni station. It's like it's a subway station. I'm going to pee in the corner. Yeah. Fuck you. I'm going to give this panhandler a nickel. Fuck you. He's at the pasta station. The fucking station. Like ZD's going to pull up any moment and you don't want to be late for it.
Yeah. So then I go up to, and the pasta was all right.
Yeah.
You know, good. And then I go to get my turkey.
You do realize it's a buffet.
Yeah, but for what you're paying, it
what are you
be
paying?
$39.99. It was like $30, $40.
Yeah, you know why you're paying for that? Because you're not doing the fucking cooking. You're not paying for quality of food. You're paying so you don't have to hang out with your family and cook for them. That's what you're paying for.
That's the plus side.
Yeah,
well, there you go. So you got your
plus
money's
side
worth.
Comes in. So yeah. You know, then I go over to the carving station, and the guy at the carving station really had an attitude.
He had an attitude.
Yeah, he wanted to grab the knife and stab the fuck with it. You know?
Wait, how's he having that? What attitude?
He's just got. Can I get a check? Yeah.
Like, well, what do you want him to do? Blow you while he's cutting it?
No, fucking smile. You got to see the pricks I deal with all day.
He's working on Thanksgiving, you asshole.
Yeah, fuck him. He's probably making good tips. You know,
something. Not from you. Not when the Scott walks in.
He's working. So wipe the scowl off your puss and carve me.
You're
some fucking
working.
Meat.
I never see you smile.
Hey, when I'm on stage, I'm smiling.
No, you're not.
I'm the only one in the place. But
he's like, I'm getting paid for this shit. Who's going to pay for all these walked out checks? you wouldn't be happy working on Thanksgiving.
You know what, though? I wouldn't have a scowl on my face.
Maybe you were interpreting a scowl.
You know what? And if I was the room manager and I saw that, I would walk up to him and go, I don't give a shit what day. You agreed to work. Wipe the smirk off your puss.
I don't know if agreed the word. It's probably you don't work, you're fired. I don't know if greed's the word, Joe.
Yeah, but, you know.
Where's your compassion for your fellow man? It's the Christmas season.
Don't start with that. Don't start with that.
Well, you're wearing your little snow hat.
No, don't start. My agent calls yesterday. And she,
wait, what?
My Santa agent, the booker.
Oh, okay.
The booker.
Joan.
The book. I'm sorry, yeah, Joan.
Joan, really? You're
my
talking
booker.
To me, stupid.
My booker.
The Santa
my
agent. Like it's in the fucking top of the Empire State Building.
You're
and she's
be
got a million
big.
Santas.
You're going to be on the biggest sleigh. But
how many fat guys that I'll have that'll work for this shit? There's Joe.
But she calls me last night, and she goes, I have a gig you might be interested in. Now, it's going to be, I think, in Ramsey or something like that, New Jersey, blah, blah, blah. Now, it's going to be at a restaurant. They're going to have a 3-year-old kid. And the restaurant is by a train station. And the customer would like you to come in on the train and greet everybody.
What?
What do you think about that?
Wait, what?
Yeah, because it's by the train station, the customer would thought it would be really cool, you know, really, really cool if, like, Santa came in on the train.
You know what you should have suggested? You go, that's a great idea. Let me just get the polar bear and the Coca-Cola and we'll make it a whole production.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So this is like New Jersey Transit kind of train?
New Jersey Transit.
Santa gets mugged.
Oh, my God. Great. Santa gets on New Jersey Transit, yeah.
My answer was a resounding no.
No.
I go, I'm gonna grab all my shit, wait for a train, get on there.
She says, Joe, $500 for an hour.
Yeah, well, it's far from that.
If it was, I know.
Don't
I know.
Start barking. Yeah, if it was $500 an hour, I
all right,
would
so
do
it's
it.
Not a resounding no. It's
not.
Hold on.
And it's far.
Well, it's resounding no for that price.
Well, everybody has a price.
Everybody's got a price.
Everybody has a price. But for what she's paying
fortunately
me,
for me,
if you think I'm
going to
buy a ticket, wait on the train.
Wait, you had to buy a ticket too?
Yeah. Well,
Santa don't get the perks.
Well, how am I going to refund the money?
Can't you just go, I'm Santa. Yeah, I mean, when they're
like, no.
Yeah, right?
No.
The fucking Easter.
They don't care.
Yeah,
Santa doesn't get a free ride on New Jersey Transit.
That's a bunch
nobody
of horseshit
does.
Right there. Yeah. You're bringing mirth and merriment and good cheer, and they won't even let Santa get a stop?
Right. So I
please, if the Tooth Fairy got on New Jersey Transit, they'd push her over and steal her nickels. Yeah. There's nobody
gets a
free
nickels,
ride.
Nickels, be gold fillings.
Whatever.
But I am not going to grab my boombox, my two bags of shit, and wait for this fucking train, and then get on the train and get all, hi, kids, hey, yeah, and then what am I going to do when the gig's done? Santa runs off to a sleigh. I got to sit there in a platform and wait for the 8:37? Fuck you.
Funny.
What am I?
That's really funny. somebody
else. Ho, ho, ho. When's the next tape, Chief? Running 5 minutes late. Oh, for Christ's sake. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Where's that fucking train?
And they get back to my car. No way. No. Not there. I turned down another gig. She goes, you know what? We're looking for Sam.
Apparently the economy's turned around, Joe.
No.
You're turning down gigs left and right.
No, because I'm drawing the line on shit. I really am. I'm drawing the line on stuff. I'm not going to. Because you know what, Davin? It gets back to the point that we were talking about when you're doing those gigs where you're at a barbecue for an 11-year-old kid and you got to do comedy and stuff like that. These people have no clue.
My baby Joe's all growing up. He's saying no.
I know.
This is going to be good for you.
This is a proud moment for us.
It really
is.
It's a disaster.
No, you're right.
You know it's a disaster. The agent could care less. And you're stuck in the middle. And you've got to figure it out. And I'm not putting myself in those positions. I'm not doing it.
I think it's time for his bar mitzvah. He's become a man.
Will you do the Haftorah too?
Do I?
Ugh, he's not ready.
No, he's not ready.
Haftorah, but it's not, because what happens is when you do gigs like that, these assholes complain.
Yeah,
and then you're the
bad
guy.
That's the thing, right there. Who bitches about Santa? I mean, you didn't even know he was alive.
I will tell you,
we're not doing Santa. We've done it. We'll do him again.
Well, then I rest my case.
But I'm just saying, you got to be a real cold-hearted prick to bitch about Santa.
Yeah,
because you know, think about it. Santa could ruin whole fucking. If you piss off Santa, he takes off the fucking beard and goes, hey, guess what?
Look,
Santa's ruined. Explain to your kid, I'm out. Peace.
In the right
environment, people will have you come in and they'll be like maybe five kids. They want you there for an hour and they want a whole thing of magic, you know.
DJ Fatty says, fucking smile and wait for Santa.
Yeah.
Can you imagine telling us you fucking smile, stupid, and look happy when you sit on his lap?
Yeah. But if you do,
because he will.
Yeah. I've got to
know. Santusky.
Well, not him.
It's Santa Dusky.
Oh, God.
But I've gone to people's houses where it's five kids, you know, you're doing it out. And I made it really nice because you're dealing with kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you go to an adult party. I told you the story about the other adult party. Now, she called me up. She wanted me to do a bar gig as an adult Santa.
Oh, dear.
For adults. And I turned it down. And the funny thing is, Dav, she turns around and goes, Doug said you do it. Well, Doug is wrong because it's going to be a disaster because these people have a preconceived notion of this big moment and it's not going to happen.
They have this preconceived notion that Santa's a pleasant human being.
Well, no, it's like
a bar gig with Santa walking in, there's two things going to happen. All the guys are going to be treating you like shit and all the old cougars are going to be trying to sit on your lap and grab your goodies while they're whispering in your ear about what they want.
Think about that portion of it.
And it's a bar gig with a bunch of drunken assholes. Lisa's
doesn't
a comic.
Say.
I can go tell you,
thing,
shut
though,
up.
Depending
and
on the bar,
like that.
Yeah. She brings up a good point. Depending on the bar, though, you could actually have like even hotties rubbing up against you.
Let me tell you, you get a lot of that, though. You get a lot of that, man. There are some hot shit. Company parties, the Christmas party.
Oh boy,
are the best.
Yes.
You get a Christmas party, they rule.
Oh
there's
yeah,
drunk chicks, all
whores
over that.
Everywhere.
Love Santa Claus.
Well, because there's that disconnect. Because here's this guy in fantasy land. Because
he's a mythical creature.
He's a mythical
creature, like a white guy with a foot long dick. It's a mythical creature. You've heard it's out there. But
it gives you license to be a horny
Santa,
little
we
slut.
Want to take your picture, gather around us. Ho, ho, ho. You know,
yeah.
Let's see the finish.
Well, let me put Santa's got to put his beard a little bit over his lap there. The
well, there's ho, three ho, of you. Ho, ho, and ho.
This cost Santa $20, but
Oh, dry cleaning. Ho, ho, ho.
And you're not Russian broads. This works out well.
Make it red like Rudolph's nose. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Santa doesn't have a stocking. Oh, well. Mrs. Claus going to be pissed.
Yep, if you get a baby in your womb, I'll get coal in my stocking. So we got a little Nelly on that, sister.
Oh, boy.
Fatty wrote, fight breaks out and everybody grabs Santa. You Santa's a human shield.
Yeah, pretty much.
Punches are being thrown there. You just see Stupid Joe's face, beard askew, getting black eyes, going, I don't want to tell Davin about this.
Riddled with bullets like the toll collector in the mafia.
The Godfather.
The Godfather. Yeah. Poor bastard.
Ta-da. Anything else going on?
Oh, yeah. We had a really interesting experience the night before Thanksgiving. Mr. Hillux and I went to this play. I don't know if you can call it a play. It's a hard thing to describe. It's
people got up and acted.
Yeah. What?
They were talking, but I didn't see any cameras.
No.
What would you call that? You're an asshole.
No, the title is called Sleep No More. And we didn't realize walking into it that it was based on Macbeth.
That's what happens when my wife comes home with groceries.
Very good. Very good. Wakey, wakey, bam! Stupid. Who's going to put the pickles away?
Bam. Another roast. But what it is it's this building. They call it the McKittrick Hotel, but it's really this old warehouse space that they've converted into a multi-level. It's almost like a haunted house, but it's not scary. It's just creepy as shit.
Right.
And the actors are acting on multiple levels. So you just walk around and you might walk into a scene and they treat you like a ghost, like you're not there, except certain of them will interact with the people that have come to see the play. And everybody who comes to see the play wears a creepy white mask with kind of like a bill in front of it. And so you're all walking around and there are all these anonymous people and you're not allowed to speak because only the actors speak or do things. And they dance and they have these choreographed fights. But all of the background and the attention to detail of every single room, it was set in the 40s. And you would find a book and open it up and it's real. And it would be like there was one room that was not like a funeral parlor sort of place.
Right.
And there was
a real dead guy in the box.
No. Well, I know. I almost thought for a second. But there was this one book that used to take pictures of the dead. And there was this one book that is just lying there. Because you're allowed to go and open cabinets and open things up. And it's lying on the table. It wasn't like, here's a prop, ding, 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 with arrows pointing at it. I opened it up and it's all these creepy pictures of dead people. And I'm like,
how were they dead? Well, were they in a casket? Were they lying?
Yeah, you know, yeah, they were.
A lot of old, like a lot of old traditions, like the Germans, the old Germans, to take pictures of like funerals.
Yes,
like
yes.
And I just
One of the things is, you know, I've told you guys, my mother was mentally ill.
Yes,
and I think most of her family was. They were just undiagnosed. Well, my one aunt passed away, and so the other aunt thought it would be a good idea to take a picture of her dead and give it to my mother. Yeah, that won't cause any trouble or strife. Here's your dead sister. Da 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 da. I found this amongst her stuff. I'm like, she kept this picture? She's looking at there are plenty of pictures of her alive. You had to give her a picture of her fucking dead?
Yeah.
What are you, she's already nuts. You're trying to push her way over to the edge. You know, it's like, what are you doing?
That shit crazy. You need a nudge?
Yeah, I know. But all of them, they're all like the crazy sisters. But this was really well done, this whole scenario. You'd walk into a room and there'd be an actor in the corner doing something, and then you'd see a crowd.
Masturbating?
You know what? It was. I almost thought there was going to be something like
that. Wasn't aware what that was either. What is that?
What's going on? My husband. The first thing that they did though is that they put you in an elevator, and there's a bunch of you wearing these stupid duckbill white, you know, anonymous faces, and all the actors are talking very slow and creepy to you while they're giving you instruction about not speaking and what to do. And so there are people dressed in black with black masks on. They're sort of like security, or if you freak out, they will tell you how to get out of there.
Right.
Because it is really dark and creepy, and I could see some people maybe losing it. I didn't. I've been in scarier places than that.
Comedy clubs.
Yeah, yeah. Work.
Work
every Monday. Terrifying. But then the actors are dressed up in period clothes, and they're the only ones not wearing masks, so you can spot them right away. And they'll like run through carrying a briefcase or luggage or something.
Right.
So you're like, where the hell they're going, or what they're about to do? So you see these crowds of people in these white masks chasing after them to see what they're about to do. And then sometimes
it's weird.
Yeah. It was,
it's like a fucking mob in a building.
Yeah,
it
really
was incredibly strange, and it's four floors.
Can't you just go to a shitty buffet like a normal person?
No. We did this on the advice of somebody that I knew through work, and it was hours.
Joe did that. He wound up in a crystal
thing. Yeah.
Very good.
All things being equal, I think you came out
very
ahead.
Good, very
did.
Good.
We totally did.
I think what we've learned is don't listen to your friends from work.
Yeah, don't listen to your coworkers. They got a suggestion. Fuck you.
Yeah, they got lured into it by one of their friends at work, and now they're suckering more people into it.
I'm going to suffer. Yeah. Everybody
That's
is.
That's why I don't work.
Yeah, I know.
I don't need those shitty friends.
Suggestions to go, yeah.
They tell you terrible, terrible things to do. But this was really awesome. It was very strange. And had we known it was based on like an update of a play and, you know, knew a little bit more background about it, but they don't want you to know too much about it going into it because they want you to just experience it. And they want you to experience it alone. So what they did is they put us in the elevator. And so my husband, when they got to the floor, my husband walks out of the elevator and I'm trying to get around this this lummox who is standing there.
Leave me out of this.
He's not walking out of the elevator, and I'm like, okay, ready to go. And so as I'm trying to, it all happened in a period of seconds. As I'm trying to squeeze around the lummox, the guy who, the actor who is running the elevator, puts his arm across the doorway and slams the door and then goes to another floor. And I'm like, So my husband says later to me, he turned around and he's like, what the fuck? Because he was all by himself. And it was like dark, and so it takes a while for your eyes to adjust. And the floor that they happened to leave him off on was the mental ward. And he's all by himself, and he's like, first he was disoriented, like, what did they just do? Where did everybody go? And then he was like, oh, game on, bitches. So then when they slammed the door, they said, and this is the other thing, it's supposed to be an individual experience, so go off by yourselves. Like, don't walk around with your sweetie and, you know, and just, you know, sort of look at each other to hear for your, the other one's reaction to things. Go off and experience it yourself. So they kind of forced us to.
Really?
I ran into them later, but it was a good hour. Shit. Or so it was, but it was really well done. Very interesting. We just happened to end up, there's a ballroom area in the bottom and there's a big climax scene. And we thought it was just, you get there.
Were people coming?
No, they weren't. although my husband saw a woman take a,
you're an asshole.
My husband saw a woman take a bath.
Really?
Yeah. She's like jumped into a bath and
was she naked?
Yeah.
Really?
And he was like, whoa. He said, not the hottest of the actresses, but still, he's like, naked's naked, you know. I was like, good for you, honey.
Naked's naked.
Yeah. Naked. Yeah, so it was like, he got to see, you know, a naked girl. And one of the, it was weird the way some people reacted. This one actress went over to one of the guys who was just, you know, an audience member, for lack of a better word. And at the end of this one scene where there's some sort of seduction going on between the two actors, she grabs this audience.
You just reach into my camera. You look like Mola Ram in fucking Temple of Doom. Reach in for my heart.
Right.
Won't find nothing there.
She grabs... Boy. She grabs this random audience guy and pulls him into a bedroom.
Really?
And I was like, so now...
That works.
And so the other...
We should do that during shows. Just grab a broad, pull her into the green room.
You know what's
sure. That's called the waitresses. You wind up getting away from the club.
I wish.
You'll be banned.
Banned.
But
bangity, bangity, bang in the back
of the
closet.
Thing that was really bizarre is that the other actor leaves, and all the little faceless mask wearers go racing after the other actor. I was like, fuck that. If they're having sex behind that door, I want to know. So I went over and I tried the door.
And their mama cast.
It was locked. So I was like, oh. But you never knew what was going to be happening behind the closed doors, because you'd open the door and there's somebody standing there.
Jesus, let's get a shit out of me.
It was, yeah, there were creepy moments.
Good.
It was really good.
Good.
It was nice and creepy.
Certainly was.
It wasn't as scary as like a haunted house, but it was really a fun experience. And we were exhausted.
Really?
I'm exhausted.
3 hours.
It feels like it, doesn't it? No, you missed your theme. Your theme was playing long ago, Missy.
I'm sure.
Memory lane with Pip. We had quite the streak there with Pip, didn't we, for a while, Joe?
Yes.
Oh, bastard.
What are you going to do? We'll move on is what we're going to do.
Okay. You're just sorry you missed it.
No. I was hosting game night. Anyway.
That's why I couldn't go. It's a game night.
Okay. Cool. I don't even know how to fucking segue out of this, Joe. usually I could come up with something like really slick or anything. But,
done. Yeah.
You know what? Oh, I know. You know that story a little bit. You know what that story was a little bit like, Joe?
What?
Kind of like a bomb. And you know, if we had some mice here, they would have fucking let us know it was there ahead of time.
Nice.
Little bomb sniffing mice. Apparently Israel, and they're Israel's good with the security, and they have to be.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to try to kill them.
What?
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to kill them.
Exactly.
The
you know, they walk out on the bill. Oh, Arabs are pissed. Who's going to pay for this oil? Not us.
They walk out on the bill.
So the so the Israelis have come up with bomb-sniffing mice that they'll be testing out in airports.
Very clever.
Because, I didn't come up with the idea. I'm just reporting it. But
no,
thank you.
I wasn't giving huzzas to you, to the Israelis.
Can you imagine if they train gerbils, come out of an asshole like a SWAT team?
Yes. You were just going to say asshole.
I was.
Yes,
I stopped.
Asshole
my,
full of gerbils.
Roll out of there in a wheel. All fucking scatter.
Okay. Deploy. Fine.
Deploy.
Do it for Richard Gere.
Here's my thing, though. I mean, people have questions about this. Joe, if you're traveling with a cat, couldn't you thwart this whole thing?
Or if you're the enemy, just make everything out of cheese to throw them off the
That's
trail.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Put like a fucking little mouse trap in your fucking back. Ah, I guess your detection's over, asshole, isn't it?
Oh yeah, no. It was just mating with another mouse in the back. We have a whole other team. Mice mate quickly.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Now we'll have an explanation of the joke.
Well, Joe, I wouldn't call it a joke.
Footnotes.
I would call it a sentence.
Footnotes.
I don't even know what to do with that.
Don't go
but,
on.
But I mean, do you think mice is a good idea?
I think whatever works.
Yeah, you have all these women like fucking climbing, standing on top of chairs. Guys like, come on, let's fucking go. It's the 1950s. Making Mickey Mouse propaganda cartoons now. Fucking Mickey Mouse sneaking into the Taliban's headquarters using his nose.
But you're not even kidding. People would be freaking out because the people are desperately afraid of mice.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Well, you know what? I mean, because some people have had mice in their homes. I mean, and you just been overrun with them, and it's terrifying.
Overrun with them? Clean.
No. No. Old buildings, mice get in. They need very little space to get into a building.
Really?
Yes.
Because they're mice.
Because they're mice.
I guarantee those pesky elephants have a hell of a time getting in.
You never hear of an elephant infestation. Yeah. Maybe they get drunk a little, ruin a village, but they don't inhabit a whole building.
Yeah, but they'll invest your wine cellar like you can't believe. Drunken elephants.
Ah.
You just don't understand me.
Right, because I know comedy. Good.
But I'm saying about the mice. I mean, there are a couple women in my
office.
Isn't
it cute when they try, Joe?
There are a couple women in my office that are terrified of mice. So if they introduce that in an airport, for example.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they'd freak the fuck out.
Here's the thing, though, because usually they use dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's going to be a lot of unemployed dogs. Mice are much cheaper to feed.
That's true.
So the fucking German Shepherds go, what the fuck? Just sitting there.
They'd have an overabundance of them in Wisconsin.
Huh?
Huh?
Cheeseheads.
What?
Dogs?
Wisconsin.
Yeah,
no,
but you're talking about
mice.
Dogs.
Mice.
But you separated the mice from the dogs.
I'm going to sit this story out. Fucking mice.
Oh, God. You're like the fucking Tim Tebow of this show. Except you play.
I did.
Our system takes animals and turns them into biological sensors, using specially trained laboratory mice and measuring their reactions to outside.
Measuring their rack. Look at the teats on that mouse.
We like teats.
We certainly do.
Hey, put that to mice. Go get them, boys.
What?
He was just being an old dude.
Old creepy dude. Oh, he's being himself.
Creepy dude.
They are placed at the entry point.
Nah, so are gerbils. just got that.
That's the exit point.
And when they detect something that appears suspicious, the sensor records their physical reactions and communicates it to a computer that analyzes the data and alerts the security personnel. What? Cheese?
Yeah,
a
yeah.
Cracker? A terrorist? There we go.
They twitch their little noses and it's recorded.
All right, we can move on with this story. I think we've had enough there.
Hold on.
So we don't need every fucking fact.
Israeli experts say that mice have a highly developed sense of smell.
We established this.
More than that, and less intrusive and intimidating than canines.
But they're...
Like, everybody loves mice.
They wouldn't be intimidating. They'd just be, like, freaking people out.
Yeah, really.
We covered this, Joe. We went over the facts of it. We've killed the bit. There wasn't really that much comedy in it to begin with.
Trying to milk the last bit of fucking laughs out of this
Let
thing.
It go. Quit like Fireman Ed. Just walk away. Take your stupid mouse ears and walk.
The mice are placed in
Oh, let it go, Joe. I'm going to get my cats down here and kill this bit.
This one behind you, she's completely
I'll tell you what. If Joe was on the Titanic, hit the iceberg again. Give it another shot. I don't think we're sinking quick enough.
Now, put the deck chairs over there. They look nice. Try to hold on. You keep fucking slipping down off the ship.
Who's going to swab this deck? I'll do it. We got 5 minutes.
Awful.
Well, keeping in the Middle East, Hamas and Israel, they just had a regular war.
Yes.
But during their regular war, they had a Twitter war. They were saying terrible things to each other via Twitter, and they were threatening each other. You better stay inside. If you're a Hamas leader, I would duck. Shit like that. You gotta love two people talking shit.
Trash talking.
Yes.
With war to back it up.
It's better than what I do when I trash talk.
Trash talking with war to back it up.
You know? It kind of makes it better.
Yeah, it's like we're praying for
that
keeps
was Hitler's
here.
Whole deal.
Trash talking with war to back it up. Yeah, pretty much.
He made an industry out of that.
What, out of war?
Yeah. And, you know, you ever see his speeches? He wasn't very complimentary, a lot of things he was saying.
Well,
trash talking with war to back it up.
Complimentary if you had the right look.
Oh. Yeah, but if you had this little star on your shirt, not so much.
Listen to that. He's not saying we'll all work together. Well, maybe those guys.
Yeah, they're all on the fucking team, Joe.
On board. I guess those guys are on board.
No, on the fucking Pip, if you're not going to listen to the headphones, you're gonna miss shit. So
I know.
You know, like sex, you're either in, you're either out. You can't do both. I'm not that good.
No, you know what? It sounds like I'm in the middle of a tunnel. It's not.
No, it's
good.
A barrel. It's not a tunnel. It's not
that
big. I've been
in a barrel before. This is worse.
Joe, what do you think of live tweeting during a war?
I think it's fucking great. Are you kidding?
Talking shit in 140 characters. Look out. Yeah. Incoming. Hashtag your ass.
Yeah. I could just be in this like a beginning of a comedy show. Please, no tweeting or live. Cell phones off, please.
Yeah, before you
I just
start
like the
war.
Fact that Israel's like warning Hamas what we're going to do to you in 140 characters. Israel's talking shit.
It's just
do you know who we are? Do you know who our lawyers are? Yeah. Yeah. We're going to sue you.
Well, it's absolutely bizarre that they're actually using technology to talk to each other.
Fucking great. But then, I don't know if you guys saw this. I just saw this. There was one of the guys who was leading the propaganda for Israel in the Twitter war. This just came out. He on his... What's it he had like a Twitter picture of him in blackface going Obama, something like that.
No,
they had an Israeli soldier.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, yeah. And apparently a lot of the Israelis said huddle, huddle, ho. It's all fine.
Yeah.
So he got it. So he left it on his personal page, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
He didn't vote for him, apparently. It's fucking Israel.
Yeah, well.
He had little hints. We recommend that no Hamas operatives, whether low-level or senior-level leaders, show their faces above ground in the days ahead. I like that they just say it all night. We kind of recommend.
That's what I'm saying. They're like, listen, not for nothing. Duck.
Yes.
You see this Jew over here? He's the badass one. Yeah.
It's sort of like the little warning note on a pack of cigarettes. It's like warning notes on their bombs.
Yeah.
We recommend.
Warning notes on their bombs. See, I think Twitter would have been great during other wars. Unfortunately, we didn't have it.
Yeah.
But I think Twitter's a great advent for this. If I was in World War II, mm-hmm. I'd be like, this ride sucks, hashtag Nazis. This train ride sucks, hashtag Nazis, hashtag douchebags.
This train ride sucks!
Yeah, I would go there.
I think Ava Braun would have a tweet, take that, you croissant-eating pansies, to the French.
Well, clearly.
We go a couple of decades back. We can kick their ass. Jay Custer at Twitter.com.
Feel good about this one. I'll take it even further back. The British are coming, but they are marching, so you can chill for a bit. Hashtag slowest war ever.
Yeah, really. Same war, Betsy Ross. I've got blisters on my fingers!
I don't think that would get a retweet.
Hey, we could use a big horse. Come on in, Trojans at Twitter.com.
Very nice.
There's so many things you can do.
Twitter. It wasn't invented soon enough.
Yeah. I know. I don't like the restriction of having it be so short, but of course you knew that.
Hiroshima. Oh, shit, Sen.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Ooh, mushroom.
Melting!
In a decade, baseball.
Oh.
Terrible. Well, let's keep it in the Middle East.
Okay.
Just do a little fucking regional report tonight. Why the fuck not?
Why not?
So apparently, as we know, pornography is illegal in these Arab countries.
Yeah.
Apparently, Allah does not touching of the la-la. Can't do that. But they do. It's what Joe, what's the percentage? Do you have a percentage? How many of them are watching the porn, Joe?
Let's see. Some pressure.
Don't worry about it. If you can't, just tell me you can't.
I cannot.
All right, we'll move on. Fortunately, we have friends from the Middle East who come in once in a while to discuss these type of things because we don't know.
Yeah.
We call them yich, ich, and ich.
They're our experts.
They discuss these things and other things. So they're coming in right now.
Really? Really? It's like you just came out of the fucking shower.
I'm Yasser Arafat. Leave me alone. Why don't you leave me alone? Yeah.
Chop off your head and kill you. Ugh.
I think he's very attractive, but now I have to go scold myself for saying so.
We have a very good theme song.
Yes, very good. Work very hard.
It's very good. I don't like these sexual acts that other people should do with goats, like a real Arab.
Hmm. Yes.
Yes. Ech. Now, why my turban is always stiffened when I leave the house?
It is all the shellacking you give it.
My favorite sight is ankles and eyes tube.
Ankles and eyes tube.
I don't have any of those showing.
I'm losing my schmata.
why
I get that from the Jews?
They do have some useful terms.
I've never seen that Tommy the Tanker train schmata.
It came from wife. I got that long video of him and go. I see that. I think tongue can do naughty things.
I have been watching the porn. I watch it as the man comes to clean the oasis, and some virgins are stopping by, and things happen.
I find I like to watch the Israeli porn, but all it is dogs fucking pigs.
I did not watch the porn. I participate. I do not watch.
Why are you from Ireland?
I love a woman with a shaved pita. Feels nice on my shish kebab.
Yes. That's why we call it pita bread.
I pro porn, even though my people not so much. I rebel. Rebel at the porn.
I just like to listen to it. It makes me squirt the hummus.
You know what I do find offensive, though?
What?
This Octomom. You know this Octomom?
Oh, very offensive. Very, very, very offensive.
And she turned Indian.
Right. I don't know. Terrible.
Oh, she is very nice. She shapes herself. I call it the Gaza Strip, the way she has it.
I throw rocks at you for that.
I throw rocks, too.
But it's funny you mentioned she did try to strip for a while, but she has all these kids, but she not fucking. She inseminating. So what to do with all these kids? You have them sing.
Pussy look like Suez Canal.
Smell like Suez Canal, like too.
Oh, so easy.
Watch out for the garbage pail and the placenta. Well, she has her kids sing the rock tuplets. They it's sing cinema. Christmas song. Listen to this shit.
Oh, that's Joe.
Stop talking.
Jihad.
You're ruining.
No, they started ruining when they started. They're ruining.
I think Smoking Hit should play a song. Maybe DJ Fatty after show crank this up.
Maybe not be on next week.
Is this what the Betty Virgin sing? After the modicum? I'm ready. I'm ready.
Great first impression.
Oh, Heather Height is also in porn. Checked in. She likes my stock.
Oh.
Ah.
Maybe she invite Adams on Arts on Nutty Bits on Saturday.
Yes, on Nutty Bits.
Just like
I bring my turban, my Thomas the Tank turban to Nutty Bits.
She just likes my nibble on Nutty Bits.
Thomas the Tank turban? What the fuck? What's... What's the matter? You do not have schmata from cars available?
I don't know what they have.
Toy Story?
Not Toy Story.
Here's what I think about this. I think this war on Christmas inside job.
Yes.
This noise of the children, it is more painful than my female circumcision. Oh.
I think if Jesus hear this, he get off the cross, bitch slap Octomom. What you doing to my holiday? It's my birthday, you loon. Happy birthday.
I think he already did that. You have seen her face.
I've come across it a couple of times. All of a sudden, I'd rather hear Little Dreidel song. Which is odd, because I hate Zionist pigs!
I pray for the release of death after listening to this.
We finally found weapon to defeat infidels. It's rocktoplets.
Rocktoplets.
Americans use Twisted Sister for Noriega. We use this against the Americans.
Look at the Americans scurrying, holding their ears.
Yeah, vomiting all over.
Leaving out of ears.
At least Dr. Mom not virgin. All of a sudden looking forward to paradise.
With the shorties that she will not pee.
Dr. Mom was not virgin 14 kids ago.
I think the bright side is finally Americans see wisdom of using children as suicide bombers.
Only a select few.
I will give you that one. Very good.
Thank you.
Is that all? Have we suffered enough?
Oh, I think everyone has suffered enough.
We have milked the great teat. This joke.
No longer want to go eyesandanklestube.com. Also, my shawarma is very small. Let's take this off. All right.
Herbs on the arts.
Here we go.
Terrible.
Well, that was magical. Make it disappear. All right.
Works better without fucking video, I'm sure.
And sorry, the schmata didn't work very well.
Tommy the Tank a train.
I could have gone with a regular white one. I wanted to class it up a little bit.
I want to pedal car into a nursery school wearing that fucking thing.
Terrifying.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, I think it's just about that time.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Play some. Joe, you got the Paul Bond queued up today? Or?
We can only hope.
Take a break. We'll come back. We'll do some scammer stuff.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll do that. We'll be back in like 10 minutes here. As soon as Joe gets the Paul Bond.
This is Sting if he was a father in India.
Comedian Paul Bond.
There's a little red dot on my son today. I know it's stupid, but it's funny. Sting at the health clinic. There's a little red spot on my thing today. It's a bigger spot than yesterday. Cause I have been with a whore, and I have caught a strain. It's more than I can endure. I got a burning pain. Burning pain!
Ouch!
Okay. I walk along these streets trying to get a signal on my phone. But when I start to speak, it hangs up and shit, I talk alone. I talk alone, I talk of Verizon. Can suck my dick as hard as they can. T-Mobile and Singular are not my best friends. 1,003 minutes and I cannot use them. Somehow I talk to you. I talk in words. 1 bar, 2 bars, 3 bars, then none. I talk alone, fuck yourself.
Thank you. We have a...
This is Sting if he was a father in India. It's a bigger spot, it hangs up and shit, I talk alone.
got a burning pain. Burning pain! Ouch! Okay. I walk along 1,003 miles. Thank you. We have a...
I'm a big fan of 24, too. You like 24? Yeah! That show rocks, doesn't it? Every week.
The following would rather have an hour between 10 p.m. and 1 p.m.
You get him, Keeper! Yeah. You want a good 24 drinking game? Every time they say Jack Bauer, take a shot. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Every 5 minutes, Jack Bauer, Jack Bauer. Where's Jack Bauer? Is Jack Bauer there? I can't remember. Like 15 minutes into the show, you'll be like, Jack Lowry, man! Fucking Jack Lowry! You know what else I like about Jack Bauer? His cell phone company. That thing works everywhere, doesn't it? He can make a call from a box inside the subway system, and he gets a signal that, I need backup over here. I'm like, you can hear him now? Holy shit! And he's either screaming or he's whispering on that show, right? Like, do you hear the bastards? No gas in the bastards! I need backup over here. Jesus, I'm sitting there with my remote going, put the volume, you son of a bitch! I love the show, but I'm getting fucking thumb-tied here! So anyway, I got to meet Kiefer Sutherland. I got to meet Kiefer when I did the Dennis Leary roast. On Comedy Central, I was Jim Brewer's guitar player on the show. We played You're an Asshole for Dennis at the end of the show. So here we are at the after cast party, and Kiefer is sitting at the bar. I'm like, give me nice, give me something, I love this guy, you know. And of course, I can't do that. I look like a dick, you know. So I get up to the bar right next to him, like, hey, how you doing? I'm trying to pretend I'm somebody, you know. No, I'm going to be in Hartford next week. What are you doing? So I order a beer, Budweiser, and I don't even drink, but I don't know, look like a puss. So, then I wait for him to be in earshot, and then I go, the dream that's about to happen is going to happen between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. He looks at me and goes, oh, you watched the show? I'm like, yeah, man, I love you. You're awesome. Damn it. Screw it up. I've been doing... I'm motherfucker. I just say I did do it. I do, but no reason for you people to know. I'm the comedian dude. It was weird. We figured it's a full house. We paid our money. Go ahead, shit. I'm sorry. I also do a lot of flying. Sometimes there's a plane involved. Let me tell you. I got asked a question at the baggage check, and I don't think you can answer. You be the judge. This pre-tard said to me, do you have any bags you're unaware of? I'll tell you what. I'm going to let this guy go first. And whatever answer he gives and doesn't wind up in handcuffs, that'll be my answer too. Because you are pre-tarded. Do you have any bags you're unaware of? Oh, shit. Yeah, didn't expect that one. Right out of the keister. Who would have thunk? I'm glad you asked. That would have been uncomfortable on the flight. I do fall foul when I go on a plane. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, some people want to be politically correct. No, I do not. I believe everyone is safe. Bullshit. I look at anybody beige, freshly tanned, with a dot. Yeah. Remember the old joke, it may be the detonator? Well, I'm not ruling it out anymore. These are crafty bastards we're dealing with. These guys are going to clown college putting bombs in their sneakers. And who the hell knows what's under this thing, huh? That's not soft serve ice cream or Jiffy Pop on their head. No, it's my lovely hut. And lovely it is. But you just beat three times going through the detector, Happy. My bad. I got the cuck ring.
And that was Paul Bond. Got a lot of his comedy. So thought we were going to get his songs. That was Paul Bond.
We're lucky we got that. Let me make an announcement. Windows 8 sucks balls.
At least when Joe uses it, it does.
That is right.
Gavin's Den. We are not tired. We're ready to roll to give you some more Windows extra. 8. So stick around with Gavin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. There's no reason to leave.
Sit down.
Kick back.
Take
off your shoes. Pew. Okay. Put shoes back on. They stink. Okay. So what was I saying? Oh, yes. Stick around for extra because we are here at Gavin's Den for part two.
And now it's time to go to the jungles of Africa and visit with our African romance scammers.
Oh, this is pretty light.
Before we get into my shenanigans with the romance scammers,
what are you doing?
Is that what you're doing?
Version of dancing. They can't see me.
Is that what it is?
They can just see my hands.
Looks like it's version of dancing at the home. Looks like the Lost in Space robot. Warning.
Asshole. So, obviously we're not dealing with it. So on the Huffington Post, there was a blog some woman from Germany contacted because faced with being used to scam her.
Yeah.
He's like an author here in the Northeast. She's like, you know, I don't really know you, but I know your face, but I just want to learn more about the phrase who I fell in love with because I was being scammed, but I never sent any money and everything. So the author is going back and forth with her.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait a minute. maybe I'm being scammed.
Right?
Maybe this is some sort of meta scam.
Yeah, that was a meta scam.
That's what he called it. Like taking it to another level.
Yeah.
Like maybe this is some way to do. So he conversed with her for a couple of months.
Right.
But he never gave her any money. She never asked for money.
Okay.
And he even said that he was like starting, like if he wasn't happily married, he could see why he would like this person. She had broken English. Mm-hmm. And everything, but she was kind of sarcastic and funny.
Yeah.
He could see why he would start spending more time with her, you know, talking online with her.
Because there was some charm.
Certainly the good ones have it.
Yep.
And then he deleted her from Facebook.
He did.
He did delete her. He defriended her.
Yeah.
And so the question is, do you guys think that he was being meta-scam? Nobody else has ever heard of this type of scam.
Yeah. Like people getting... Well, I mean, it almost sort of sounds like it started friends in the trenches, people who've been through the same situation, sort of forming a common bond, like a support system together. Like, oh my God, do you believe my face was being used to scam? Yeah, do you believe I was scammed that way? But you're saying that this was the scam.
I'm not saying it.
Well, just.
He's saying.
Saying maybe that's what happened.
He's saying, you know what, maybe I am being some scam to get that, like you're talking, get that empathy, that uh-huh. sympathy.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a scam.
I don't think it was a scam either. I think not from just that description.
No, not think, from what Joe? He described. In the-
I'm still on the fence about that.
Yeah?
Way to make a stand.
But, you know, I mean, as the story goes, you know, it's like these people lure you in through the same process of feeding on your emotions, which is what
it does play to the ego. Go, wow, my face is handsome enough to be used as a scammer.
Not only that, the emotion. I'm sorry. Not only that. The emotions and stuff like that.
What is
Joe, stop
going
wrestling
on
with the microphone
there.
Like it's an anaconda.
Fucking shoved in here like a fucking pack of tomatoes anyway.
I wish to God he had his camera on him right then.
Well, next week
possibly.
Because
it looked like he had to ask your pants, Joe.
Next week, everybody might get to see the wonder that is this show.
Oh, poor yeah, wonder, bastards. Right.
Wonder me with my stupid Thomas hat on.
I'm so sorry.
I've worn a plastic fireman's hat tonight and a Thomas towel.
Are they going to watch us scurry away during the break like rabbits?
Huh?
Yeah, during the break.
When we slink away.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
Smoke.
Yeah,
those,
yeah, well, yeah. I'll, yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
I'll fade out. I'll put something else up.
You can see it all.
Joe found some videos that we might use.
Yes.
Joe, you saw those videos?
Yes.
Yeah.
Trying to help the people. So I was particularly fond of the Mickey Mouse one, but that's for next week. I don't know if we got allowed to use that, but
what the hell?
It's going to shut us down.
Yeah.
People tried already. So I don't think he was being scammed. Although I do understand why he would think that. Even though I'm not that cynical.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that just, I mean, you can't base it on, oh, okay, because she had, you know, broken English or whatever. I do think that.
Joe has broken English. We don't think he's scamming us, although.
Wait a minute.
I think I've been snookered.
This is one long, elaborate scam. When are you going to get
fucking years?
Yeah, I'm working with all of them. I've infiltrated you guys.
Out of all the people I'll infiltrate. Well, Joe has gotten money out of me in the past. Fucking working, sending it back to the village. Are you stupid?
Yeah. That's what I'm doing. I'm like a migrant.
There is no Joanne.
Yeah, right.
It's
right.
A WAMU.
Elaborate scheme.
It really is Richard El Dorado.
We've been snookered. Oh, you douchebag.
No, I think, like you said, that is a little bit cynical.
Well, I've been talking to my scammer.
Oh.
My scammer, Agnes.
Yes.
5.5 months together.
Oh, God.
Things have slowed down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There might be issues. Joe, did you talk to any scammers this week?
I most certainly did.
What day did you talk?
It was yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good news. All right. So, well, I'll go through this shit. This is Agnes.
That's enthusiasm.
I know. It's like, all right, you'll have to sit there and listen to this.
Nah, usually I got some good shit I want you guys to hear.
Yeah.
Not this week.
Oh, okay.
Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving. It's always nice when a fucking Ghanaian can wish me a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and that's quite bizarre because she's really not... I mean, from her background, suppose
she's
it.
British, and they wouldn't be
she's
happy
British.
About this at all.
Right?
Yeah,
that's how it all started.
Yes, but she's very sensitive to you and your needs, and you are an American, so she would be aware that it was Thanksgiving for you.
All right, you got a point there.
Mm.
On her timeline, she put "Happy Thanksgiving to all my friends and loved ones." Wait a second.
Wait.
I'm not pleased.
Hold on.
I'm not pleased. I'm a little jealous.
I don't think that, now that I call shenanigans.
What are you're calling shenanigans?
I'm calling shenanigans.
What are you calling shenanigans?
Because you would not put that on your timeline if you weren't an American. Wait, what? You wouldn't put it on your timeline if you were not yourself.
So you think she's American?
Well,
not the way this bitch talks.
I'm just saying, you wouldn't put it there. Like, you wouldn't say happy Thanksgiving to my loved ones and everything. You'd say to my American friends and family or something like that.
Well, you know, she's an international scammer.
Well, all right.
She got 3 likes on it.
Okay.
And one from some guy, Clark. Hope your Thanksgiving was a good one. Talk to you later. Will you, asshole? Back off my woman.
Just Clark.
Well, I don't... I'm not going to give his last name. Fucking black guy, so...
Spends a lot of time at
phone booths. Now, I gave her my black eye, William Tuttle, no fucking interest. This black... But now I'm wondering, is she stepping out on me?
It sounds like she is.
It could be.
But she's turned down other people attempting.
But I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, but who's this Clark? And why is he going to talk to her later?
I don't know. Maybe they chat. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Get to the bottom of it, for Christ's sakes.
I'd like
to. Who's Clark?
I'd like to. I don't think I will, though. Friday. How are you? I'm okay. How are you? Fine. So how was the Thanksgiving? Well, we watched a Tom Hanks marathon. It was fantastic. You can't get enough of a big, can you? Apollo is great.
Watch some damn TV station do that next year. They'll go, Thanksgiving!
Well, just like the older days.
It's Bosom Buddies Marathon.
You went and just want to get together for a sandwich? Yeah. And then it became Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
So she asked me how it was. I go, awkward. I go, you don't celebrate, do you? It is not done in Ghana. What did you do, actually? I go. Plus, you're British, right? So
yeah. And when did you guys meet the pilgrims?
I go, had the family over, and of course my wife was with me because of the storm, so it was weird, kind of like old times.
Yeah. Mm.
She goes, I miss you. I miss you too. I try not to think about it. I try not to think about you when we do not speak. Is that wrong? She goes, why are you saying that? I go, because you come in and out, and when I think of you, my mind wanders to what you were. Now I'm writing like her. My mind wanders to what you are doing. Really stupid. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Plus, it's been a while since I've been with a woman, and when I think of you, I get in the mood. You don't even like to do that type of thing online, so it's frustrating for me. Now, the only reason I'm doing this is...
Thank you.
Because I had a conversation with Pip Helix a couple days earlier, and she's like, I like more of the sexy talk. Can you bring the sexy talk into it? I'm like, if you notice, I have her wanting it from me. She's like, yeah, but I really like
I
that.
I want her to start, yeah, but if
you wanted me to talk about, as I believe, the size of my penis.
Yeah, I want her. See, this is...
That's usually what's said when my penis is out. No, no!
No, not the size of your penis. No, I want her to talk about it because I think...
Well, I wasn't going to.
No, I know, but I think it would be so funny to have her talk about, like, oh, you know, like trying to do sexy talk back for him and saying, oh, you're so big and everything, when she hasn't even met him, you know?
Yeah, really.
She knows. It casts a shadow on Ghana.
I thought it was nuclear holocaust.
They thought it was rainy season. It's my cock.
I was just thinking, it would be so funny. So I talked to him. I talked to him about it. Thank you for trying.
I do this for you.
Thank you.
You ask, I try to deliver. But yeah, I totally didn't want to take it there. But, why the fuck not? We'll try.
Okay. So what happened?
She goes, you know I don't have a computer, so how can that be possible? Logical. Mm-hmm. I go, how can what be possible? Doing what you want me to do. You haven't even taken a fucking picture yet, stupid. You don't do anything.
Really.
I go, well, you do have a phone, and it is just talk anyway, but you don't like anyway, correct? She goes, you said you don't call me because of the divorce. I got the fucking manager again.
Oh, God. And so, no, you know what? They're pinning you to the wall like you do to them.
They don't know who they're dealing with.
No, I know.
I go, well, I have tried with the call. I go, I will try again. Maybe Monday I can sneak away. What is the phone number you will have on Monday? She goes, don't know. I go, anyway, I just meant typing. Phone would be awesome, though. I would love to get that on the phone.
Ugh,
but if you like typing, I would do that. Maybe I can even call you on Sunday if you wanted. Okay, we will see what happens.
Give a shot.
I go, okay, doesn't sound like you want me to.
Yeah.
Because my friend is not in town. I thought that is when she leaves you the phone. They don't know who they're dealing with.
Yeah.
You get the kid on there.
She goes, okay. I go, what? Okay. Like, okay, I gotta go. It's 10:49 p.m.
It's like,
she bailed? She bailed.
She's just so sick of him to nail her to the wall.
Jesus Christ.
I go, isn't it 9:49? You were 4 hours ahead, right?
You're calling her on a fucking time. Oh, it is. Where the hell are you going?
Hold on. You know, pi and the cosine and the daylight savings time. I mean, he's like right in there.
She goes, I said 10. I go, you said 10:49.
Oh, wow.
Maybe the time is wrong. In your head, stupid.
In your head, stupid.
I go, don't you want to stay just a bit longer? She goes, would love to, but I don't think you would love someone to attack me. Well, I can think of a few.
Well.
I go, no, of course not. You have stayed later. Is crime a problem? Yeah. See you tomorrow. Love you. Okay, love you too, sad face. That was Friday.
Okay.
On Thursday, DavinComedy.com got their first hit from the country of Ghana.
That's
really?
I know. Isn't that amazing?
I have not heard from Agnes since.
Oh! No!
It is possible.
Oh, no.
That the jig is up. But after 5 months. After 5 months.
Oh.
I reached out to her yesterday. I haven't seen her online. Maybe she's talking to Clark.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we don't really hide the show. I mean,
no,
yeah.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all. We don't hide what we talk about either.
No. Oh, my God.
So I mean, now listen, we've gotten several hits from Iraq before.
Yeah.
And, you know, in Pakistan. And everything. So it could be a random thing. Although,
well, we're hoping those are our armed forces checking in.
I don't think they're hanging out in Iraq anymore.
No. But, I mean, you never know.
Okay. Yeah, they're being held hostage and Al-Qaeda's making most of this shit. We not kill you. We not slit your throat. Listen to shit. Problem with America.
Listen to these infidels.
So what do you think?
Wow. So
all she had to do was go in DavinComedy.com.
And see.
And join the show.
She didn't like our Facebook page. I didn't ask her to.
Yeah. No, that would be like,
that was
the
one person I didn't invite.
Yeah, I know.
Think it's over, kids? I'm a little upset.
I'm a little concerned.
I'm a little concerned, too.
This is why I wanted to fucking call her, but the calling card we have reveals the phone number.
So, oh, and then that would open up such a can of worms.
No.
With your wife.
Yeah, which I have to live with. Unless we go to some Catholic thing where maybe we'll split up. I don't know.
It's too late for pre-Cana. It would be post-Cana.
Cana?
I just don't know what that word
means.
I don't know what that word means either.
That's when they used to bring people there and they used to beat them with canes.
Good enough answer as any.
Yeah. It makes as much sense.
It
makes as much sense as anything I knew about
it. I'm a little concerned it's over because I had more planned for her. Mm. I don't know. But you know what? 5.5 months is a hell of a run.
It's a hell of a run.
But don't you think if it was over, I'd get the big fuck you like Flory gave me?
I would hope.
I would hope because
I really enjoyed that email.
I mean, shouldn't she?
Fuck you, David!
I mean, shouldn't I go out like in a fucking, unless they're just going, we've wasted enough time with this asshole.
Could be. They could be just like so incensed that you're.
But then why not post horrible things on my timeline?
Because that's going to call attention to themselves being a bunch of scammers.
Well, here's my option. If I don't hear from her in the next week, and I hope I do,
yeah,
I might have to post some, our girlfriend Julie Love's website on her fucking timeline.
Uh-oh.
I would give it time. Let's see if she
I'll give it another week.
You're another week.
Yeah.
But I miss her. Well, I don't know if I miss her. I miss the fun her.
Yeah.
The one that was fun to talk to with the hotcakes and all that good stuff.
So hilarious.
Oh, God.
She was the fun one. I don't like the stupid one. They can't remember anything.
I know.
The stupid one just irritates me like a real stupid person would.
I know.
I wish I had the time because I would try to get all the clips of you reading back and forth with her and I'd play to that song, I Will Remember You.
Do you remember me?
Do you remember
Where every time
me?
You're like, but wait a minute. You told me that you worked at the the orphanage.
So you think it's over?
If she went into the fucking media section.
Yeah, but I mean,
that sure is, yeah.
Out of all the people in Ghana, what are the chances it's her? Or him.
or
whoever.
Him. Them. The whole team. They
the
sat
whole,
around listening.
The whole team listening to the play, the repeats of the show.
Got you good there, didn't they? You wrote that horse shit. Take out Dick Putin back. Could you imagine?
Oh my God, if they were sitting there listening to us assholes laugh like hyenas at their love poetry and such. Oh boy. You know what? If it, there's, there's no way, first of all, that that was a real person. That was just like your honey bunch.
Wait, what do you mean it was a real person? I don't know.
It wasn't like a real woman who was like in love with you or something. It
no,
was
that
like,
can't happen.
No, because we don't know any of those.
Exactly. Nobody would taste.
But, oh, speaking of which, happy birthday, honey.
Oh, happy birthday, Mr. Helix.
Yes.
Oh, happy birthday, Mr.
Helix.
It is
his birthday, yeah. So, speaking of the infinitesimal odds of somebody finding somebody that actually loves you.
No, we
found one.
We knew it wasn't a real person.
No. But I'm just saying, just like getting that out of the way immediately, that wasn't like a real person. That's hilarious that this whole bunch of people, because clearly it was more than one person, because it wasn't consistent at all.
Do you think their fireman Ed after this just fucking took his little fucking spear and went home? I can't support this team anymore. You guys suck. You guys got routed by a stupid American comic.
I wish
we knew like how long somebody spent on a website.
Yes.
Did they just take a quick peek or did they go in?
That's the problem
with the technology I have. It doesn't really give an accurate
Just took a quick peek and had to go back and try to fuck somebody over, you know, really quick, you know, then that's nice. But if they went perusing and decided to click media, because we got to write something new.
The only thing I don't do is when I post on Facebook is put, we'll be talking about scammers.
Right.
Everything else is pretty much out there.
Yeah.
When did she go on, or they, whatever it was, go on your, the Davin's,
Saturday.
Comic? Saturday.
I haven't heard from Mr.
So
Friday.
You talked Friday, Saturday,
yeah.
They looked, and
kinda
then
like 2020.
Never since it's gone.
Fucking people just drop in and disappear.
I know. Wow.
Might be hope.
You think?
Might be hope.
Oh, let's hear yours.
Okay.
Did you talk to Mavis?
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness.
And when did you talk to Mavis?
Well, it's not when I talked to Mavis. It's when Mavis contacted me. That's when I asked what the date was.
I think
you're going to have to return the favor
and hook me back up with my beloved like I've done for you
might
on some
have
occasion.
To because Mavis kind of contacted me on
Richard
Monday.
Eldorado.
Yeah,
Richard
contacted
Eldorado.
Me on Monday. You want to read the excerpt?
Well,
no,
like,
Joe. That's all we needed to know. Just that she contacted you.
Like Minnie Mouse.
I didn't know if you were done with your portion yet, and I didn't want to step on you.
Like a mouse sniffing for a bomb.
Like Minnie Mouse, I am all ears.
Yeah, right. So,
I'll tell you what, you really have made yourself quite comfortable in there tonight, haven't you?
Boy. Yes, I know.
She starts shopping.
I'm reupholstering.
A little circular furniture to put down.
Tis the season to redecorate. Oh, look, she even has room for a Christmas tree in this barrel.
Look, I'm putting up a wreath.
What, you're going to hire Jodo to have a part and be Santa Claus in your barrel?
Yes.
I have to take a train, do I?
No.
All right, Joe, let's hear what Mavis has.
All right, so she wrote me on November 26th, and she said, I am so sorry for the late reply. I want you to know I love you and still care about you. How are you doing and how is Kitty? There are no words to express the gratitude I feel in my heart that our hearts have come to dwell together as one. You were my life, my heart, my soul.
Ugh.
You were my best friend.
Ugh.
You were my one true love.
I hope this comes with Google.
Yeah. the day we met was fate. Oh, yes, made fodder for the show. Our lives intertwining was fate.
It wasn't fate. I fucking hooked you guys up. It was me. My name isn't fate. I'm the fucking one who made this happen.
Stop yelling. As long as there's one dope still out there, we can see.
Well, let's be accurate. If we're going to lie, let's be accurate.
She's being poetic.
Yeah, right.
Well, somebody was. She just happened to see it online somewhere.
When you started, I thought that Rod Stewart was going to start
singing.
You know
what would be funny? If they fucking sent him the same poem that fucking stupid Agnes sent me.
Fucking
be hurt, man. That's all I mean.
It would hurt. Oh.
Now, I like this line. I love you more today than I did yesterday. Of course you did. You're free of one dope.
it's not the same person.
denial. And I love
you wouldn't even have a relationship if it wasn't for me, mister.
You're getting all upset.
I certainly am.
Yes,
listen,
are.
Motherfucker, you go 5.5 months. You have a commitment with somebody fake.
Well,
let's say you make your 5.5 months.
My fault, stupid. She wandered into you. Fucking website.
It was probably all the stupid sexy talk from Pip.
Yeah.
I would have been fine if I wasn't coming across as a perv all of a sudden.
What?
You ruined it.
I'm just throwing you under the
sexy talk for me while you're paid?
We were fine with the porn, but you wanted me to have internet sex with her and it skeeved the team.
And 10 minutes ago, you were praising her for that.
Well, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes ago, I was still 10 minutes ago. I was still in a relationship. Actually, I wasn't praising her. I really didn't want to do it, but I did it for you. I even said that on the phone with you.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. I like it when they chase me. Now I'm chasing them. I don't like it anymore. Yeah.
So I love you more than
more. No, fine.
Fair.
I love you more today than I did yesterday, and I'll love you more tomorrow than I do today. Love is the only thing that makes life worth living.
Not really. Money works. Can you send some stupid?
Yeah, that's the mortgage. Fucking bank don't want love. They want money. Your love, with all of my heart, I am forever yours.
Now, before you go on, did you Google this? Because we've learned that you can now.
I know.
Oh, okay, well, that's the next step. You got to find out which site she got this from.
Right, right, right.
Because you know she didn't come up with that horseshit.
Of course not. She writes like a retard. Worse than me.
Debatable.
All right, so I wrote back to her, "My dearest Mavis, love of my life. I was so worried that I haven't heard from you. I'm living at my friend's house, and when I'm able to get to the internet, not to see you there waiting for me is devastating. My house is still not livable yet, but the contractor tells me I may be back by Christmas. Mr. Whiskers misses his home and does not like a strange litter box. As I mentioned, I ran into..."
That's a nice little detail.
It is a nice detail.
I like that. Yeah, you're adding some texture to it. Very good.
Thank you. Yeah, little turds in a box.
That's
a good name for a show.
Gritty texture, but it's texture.
That's funny. As I mentioned, I ran into a problem with my arm, and I could not find Dr. Wawing Chow. When I called his office, it was disconnected, and it turned out he was a fraud and returned back to the Pingfang province in China.
Oh, you are an asshole.
Oh, God.
She can Google that, you asshole.
Oh, it gets better.
Or worse. You're going to ruin it for all of us.
Shut up. I might have.
Shut up.
I have found a new doctor from Germany, Dr. Seuss.
Oh, you're an asshole. What are you? You're trying to ruin it.
Shut up. He seems like the real deal.
Oh, boy.
He told me my arm.
Did you at least spell it differently?
Well.
No, not spelling mistake. Did you attempt to spell it differently?
He's not sure how to spell it in the first place, so it might be different.
We're doomed.
He seems like the real deal. He told me that my arm could swell. He told me my arm could be well. He told me that only time would tell if only my fears he could quell. All right, now we're going to wipe that smirk off your puss. Because
I hope she responded.
Because after that, then we dangle the carrot, okay? But
he's ruining my relationship.
Like I said, so after I wrote that, I said, like I said before, it looks like my wife's estate.
Ebes is laughing.
Will be.
Yeah, of course it's funny for you, Ebes. You didn't invest 5.5 months of bullshit love into this. I hooked up Richard Eldorado with Agnes's girlfriend Mavis, and he's ruining it all with Dr. Seuss. Did you meet with Kermit the Frog too for a second opinion, stupid?
I can have my fun, then I get back to business.
And it's Nurse Miss Piggy.
And I
that was not sounding like Miss
Piggy. I pointed it out to you guys last week. Basically, when I get a little silly and throw some horse shit around where they can raise an eyebrow, I kind of get back to the money.
Yeah.
Where they go, you know what? Ah, this guy's full of horse. Maybe I'll stick around.
Oh, wait.
The next sentence. Like I said before, it looks like my wife's estate will be settled in the beginning of the new year, and I can't wait. But I'm bummed out because Christmas is coming, and I don't have a house. I don't have a tree, and I don't have you with me. I'm looking forward to the new year. I will have money to rebuild my house, money in the bank, and I hope you will be part of it. I'm calling the year, calling this the year Dick Rises. 2013, a new Dick Rises. 2013, and there will be surprises.
You know, it's funny. Right after the balls drop, Dick Rises. It's going to be a good year for you, Dick.
Yeah, 2013, and I'll move away from these crises. 2013, and I wish for you, Mavis. That's what I says.
Wait, what?
That's what I says.
All of a sudden, he turned into Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Oh, Ebes thinks it's aww.
Please get back to me as soon as you can, sweetie, as you're the only thing that is getting me through all of this, and I want to give my love and my world to you. Love you more than words could say.
What about the money? You name it. What is love in the world? What about the money? I want to give my money to you.
Love you. Love you more than words could say, Dick Eldorado.
When was that written?
That was written this morning.
Oh, okay.
Love you more than my money, which I am prone to give away. You know what? I think that it's really funny. If they don't know who Dr. Seuss is.
They do, though. They're smarter.
Do you think they are?
Do you think they know Dr. Seuss?
Let's put it this way.
They're clueless about a lot of shit, Dav.
Let's be honest. Mavis has not been all in this thing.
No.
She's working other people.
Yeah,
because
you're
not, because of your shenanigans, which are funny, but they're so obvious shenanigans. Like these people are smarter than Flory, my first scammer.
Oh, Flory was a dumb.
Flory was a dumb, where you could do that shit. Where you could totally do that shit. These guys are a little bit more hip. So that's what
But besides you beseeching Agnes to get Mavis back to him, why do you suppose that she's even bothering with all this nonsense.
Yeah, but
Wang Chao.
Here's the deal, okay? I could go back to them and write them, you know, if I don't hear from them a couple of days, I could write back and I can go, I'm sorry, sweetie. I had to go back on the painkillers today. I was hanging up at my friend's child room and I wound up getting a book called Dr. Seuss. And in my fogged mind, I actually thought my doctor's name was Dr. Seuss. It's actually Dr. So-and-so, blah, blah, blah. I could weasel my way out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a good plan, B.
That's a good plan.
Yeah.
See, that's what you don't understand because you haven't been involved in these. You actually think a little fucking scenarios, a little ways to take
out.
Yeah,
and then with me, it never fucking happens because it's always happening in real time.
Yeah.
I'll push it to make myself laugh and try to make whoever's listening laugh, but I'll always leave an out where I could backpedal.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, the Yaks didn't really leave us an out, but I
the Yaks.
Another love.
You would
another
figure
time.
It was legal tender where these people live. We went out of me. The fuck?
It's an American yak.
Giant horned animals are legal tender.
All right. Well, now we need to strategize here.
Okay.
Here's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. I think we need Dick El Dorado. Now, of course, if Agnes did check this, then she probably spoke to Mavis, and I'm just using their names, and said that this is horseshit. So it does give me a little bit of hope.
Right, because this is a day later.
Yeah.
No, this was on Saturday that they checked.
So it's 2 days later.
Yeah. So here's, since I have not spoken to Agnes in a while, here's what I think Dick El Dorado, in passing, should say, because, you know, we're friends and everything.
Yeah.
Just mentioned that, you know, that I've been in a better mood lately because, my lawyer finally set a court date, so the divorce looks like it's going to be finalized within a few weeks.
Yeah.
Just drop a note like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So it's like, oh, he's whistling.
We're not mentioning Agnes.
No.
Not mentioning anything about that. Just in passing, it's like, yeah, after the whole storm thing, everything with the storm, things are finally looking up.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then I'll have to come up with other shenanigans. But we have things. I mean, my attorney's receptionist got sick. So I wonder what that could be down the pike. But yeah,
I wonder what happened.
How are you doing? I get sucked up into this horse. It's like that sock lady when we used to do that show. It really is, you know. But that how sucked. Was your little protege, your comedy protege? Is she coming over?
Becky? Yeah. You know, I've never touched Becky yet. Or maybe I have. I just haven't mentioned it to Agnes. I don't know.
Yeah, but you mentioned that you banged. Did you bang Rosa?
I banged somebody.
You banged somebody,
and we glossed right over that.
About who?
No, I don't know who I banged.
That, you know what? Isolate that.
We call that the college years.
I don't know who I banged.
I don't know who I banged. Now get out. But she seemed fine with it. Mm-hmm. Like at one point, remember back in the day, Agnes got very upset when she thought I slept with Rosa, but she was fine with me fucking for pay.
I know. All of a sudden, it was okay. It's like that's why it's like definitely different people. Absolutely.
I like the emotional one who doesn't want me to shoot myself in the head.
I know. It's like, oh, no, please. Not on my watch.
Exactly. Boss is not going to be pleased.
Yeah, it's right, like, oh,
next
God.
We know, next thing we know, 2020's back down here. Here we go again.
We just got rid of those pesky fuckers. Now they're going to come nosing around again because somebody offed themselves.
Boss, I'm sorry. Again. I screwed the pooch. Yeah, that would really suck.
All right, well. So this bit might be done on my end. Might go on. We'll find out.
I don't know. Well, I would be really disappointed if we lost Agnes and it was just like so abrupt.
It's got to end eventually.
What
do you want me to do? Fucking be with her for 10 years?
No.
This is a real relationship.
I know it is.
And I do really get upset when she's not around for too long.
I know.
Especially when I see stupid Clark talk to you later. Go fuck yourself. Back off my woman.
Well, why can't you go back to her and go, who is Clark?
Because she already knows I'm a jealous prick and I have a gun and I'll shoot somebody. I almost, she told me I would shoot me. Remember last week?
Yeah. I'm going to shoot me. You might shoot you.
Can't remember whose name. I can remember everybody's name.
Who?
I don't know. DJ Fatties can't remember her name, LOL. And Eve's is writing fully. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Okay.
I think they're having their own conversation.
I think they might be. What show are you guys listening to?
Let me know. Maybe it's good.
Yeah, we'll switch over.
All right. Well, listen, here's the thing with these scammers. It's going to cost you some money.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is. They want money. You got to support these things. Tough economy. Even you in Europe, tough economy. But there's different types of jobs you can do
Absolutely.
To make some money.
Sure.
Jobs that maybe you didn't hear of.
Yeah.
So, for instance, there's a woman who lives in New York who gets paid $60 an hour to cuddle. You can't remember. Wait, hold on. DJ Fat, not the one you bang. You. I know my name, stupid. I'm Davin. Joe's Richard El Dorado. I keep my name. I'm proud of my lies.
I was wanting to be the Dick Eldorado, and now I'm living the dream.
We were talking about you. They're talking about me. Well, mention some. Say something nice if you're talking about me. Damn it. I'm having a rough time with this breakup. I don't know what the fuck they're talking. They're whispering now.
Oh.
The chat room's out of control.
They're whispering amongst themselves?
Yeah, I don't know. $60 an hour to cuddle.
That's pretty amazing.
Would you do that? Would you cuddle for $60 an hour?
Well, you know what? The thing is, though, I would be very hesitant to go and cuddle with somebody in their like home.
Well,
or something.
But you have like people like friends and all like circling aside. But it is, if I'm cuddling you, you're attractive. You're gonna feel like an acupuncture needle in your back. It's like a bonus. I got this. Just don't move. Can I move a little bit quicker? A little quicker. Oh, it's a good cuddle. You know what? It's a freebie. You don't have to pay me. No woman is hiring a guy to cuddle.
Yeah.
There's no way. Yeah.
No, that's right. Just not happening.
I would never pay somebody to cuddle.
Well, I mean, but there are people out there that are incredibly lonely and cannot find somebody to be with legitimately. And that might be like one avenue for them to like not have a sexual encounter that they might not necessarily want with a stranger, but to have some sort of affection.
Phoebes is willing to be my feet for a day. Fine, Ebes. I want my feet sucked. get to stepping, sister. I hope it's a girl.
Pew, 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 and I stink.
Pew, pew, pew. Yeah.
My feet need relaxation. You can be my feet for a day. They're sensual feet.
I'm wondering what the ground rules would be exactly. Because, I mean...
No rod. Yeah. You get a rod. Yeah. No rod.
Wait, but you,
no
can't,
rod
you can't call no rodsies. It just happens.
No rodsies. Yeah, that's like saying don't sneeze. Oh, then you're going to have to.
Yeah, I mean, a guy's going to have...
It's going to happen.
Here's my thing. If you're a guy...
Yeah.
For $60 an hour, Joe, why don't I get a prostitute?
Really? I know.
Joe's on board. I know. Hello.
No, it's because, you know, if somebody's cuddling you, you know, you want to get fresh, you know, I can't do that. With a prostitute, it's all, you know, all things go.
Right, right.
All things go. Really? You can light them on fire, can you, Joe?
I'm
trying
just
to find a right saying I couldn't.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering if, and I mean, this is really generalizing, and this is like, you know, sorry, sex workers, but I'm just thinking.
Sorry, like that. Well,
sorry,
I've never,
sex workers.
I've never.
But you
they
know,
should unionize.
Maybe,
we're gonna beat her with.
They
a
go on strike. Nobody in New York can get a blowjob. Down with the unions. Now it's just interns and somebody else's wife.
And they bite.
And they bite.
And they talk
goofy.
Too.
Then I'm just wondering if maybe this would be an avenue for somebody who wasn't exactly looking for somebody who, like, was a sex worker, and maybe they're thinking, like, whore, you know, but somebody who's just going to cuddle them and be nice to them.
Escort all above board. Who the fuck wants that escort?
Well, is there?
No, they're not all above board, Ebes. You can't, well, maybe in England. Or I don't know where Ebes is. But you can't have, like, escorts. No, you can't have escorts doing the naughty here.
What do you mean you can't?
You can have them go out to dinner with you, but if they sleep with you, they're a prostitute.
I know, but...
They just have nicer evening wear.
They just... That's what they call themselves, though.
Escorts.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what else is an escort? A little shitty Ford, but who the fuck cares?
No, but that's what they call themselves, but I guess...
No, they don't. Some of them call themselves hoes.
Yeah,
some of them call
do.
Them prostitutes.
I'm talking about the high-class ones.
Yeah, the ones that are really unattainable in real life.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
got a fancier name.
Yeah, call girl.
Yeah, but it's not above board.
Escort. Well,
it sounds sexy when you do that.
Escort.
Yeah, you ruined it.
I think that I think though that if somebody was like some lonely person, this might be a way to go. I would consider doing it if I knew that.
You consider being an escort?
No, I'd consider being this cuddle bitch.
Really? You would be a cuddler?
I
professional cuddler. PC.
If I there could be rules, you know. Like,
well, there are rules.
Yeah.
I hate rules.
No
grabsies.
You have to be a
no grabsies. I think that it
what
would...
happens if what happens if you're cuddling with somebody and they fart?
That could happen.
Of course it does. Happens in New Zealand. Oh, all right. Hey, Ebes is in New Zealand.
Oh, hi.
Are you on smoking hits? Because I can't get. I'm on the chat on there, and I'm not getting any new things.
What?
On smoking hits?
No, I'm not on smoking hits.
Oh, okay.
I'm on our website.
Oh, okay.
Ebes is a Kiwi.
Fatty chimed in with New Zealand on the Facebook page. Thanks, stupid.
I'm glad that
thanks
that
for
listening.
I'm getting it from all over. Like, who's the asshole? I am. Can't even keep a fake girlfriend. Fucking chiming in. He's a douche. I'll be your feet, New Zealand motherfucker. All right. I'm the asshole. We know. Sorry. It's not USA. I don't know. IDK.
Would you cuddle for money, Joe?
Who's gonna cuddle with him?
Somebody might.
Somebody might cuddle with me.
Joe, you can't even go to a nice church function and act like a human being.
You weren't there. You don't know what it was like. It was
I know you.
I know.
Joe looks like a big teddy bear, so he would be a good cuddler.
I'd be a damn
cuddler.
Good cuddler. Come here, Dad.
Yeah.
I don't want to cuddle.
You son of a bitch. Get over here.
I don't want to cuddle with you.
Give me a hug.
Cuddle with me, goddammit.
But would you?
I'll cuddle with Eves. I'm cuddling with Eves.
It depends. Yeah. I'd have to interview the clientele.
You'd really have to see what you're walking into, you know?
I'll tell you what, if I'm a man, well, that's a real hypothetical there. Isolate that. Good job, stupid. What an asshole I am.
Have you been having weird dreams?
As a man, yeah. I want a girl with big breasts.
To cuddle you?
But you can't grab those.
But I'm going to feel them in my back.
That's true.
Yeah. It's nice.
But it's all
Fatty wants to cuddle. I don't want to cuddle with you, Fatty.
The dirty.
But it
pillows.
Sounds like it all. You know, cuddling always leads to something sexual.
You're married.
I'm saying that. Nah. I'm saying that specifically preclude it going further than cuddling, and this is what it sounds like to me. Mm. I mean, it's not the thing that I'm not going to quit my job and become a cuddler. But I mean, if it was.
Explain that to the family.
You know, yeah, it's like, honey, I cuddle strangers for money now. You'd be like, here's a duffel bag and some change. Get the fuck out.
It's a duffel bag and some change.
I mean,
Fatty's with me with the big boobs. Not yours, Fatty. I don't want your big boobs.
He doesn't want man boobs.
Get a duffel bag and some change.
Get the fuck out. Don't come back, cuddle bitch.
That's funny.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't happen.
Oh, God.
It's an interesting premise, though.
It certainly is. I mean, somebody thought about that. And she's a cute girl.
Yeah.
Very petite.
That's what I'm saying.
Totally doable. Totally the type of girl that you want to bang.
Well, you know that they had those puppy
Somebody wants an ugly cuddler.
No.
You can get an ugly cuddler.
No.
I can show up to your house.
Listen, there are
sounds like a pub, the ugly cuddler.
It does.
That's great.
Want to go for a drink or the ugly cuddler?
Nah, I'm going to go across the street to Turds in the Box.
That's where you go afterwards when you're hungry.
Sure.
That's definitely where you can get some pussy. But the thing is that I don't know if I don't know that how you could possibly set this up and keep it to be like okay
because they
the
got
cuddler.
Because they got people outside. So if anything goes wrong, you scream.
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's like friends.
Oh,
outside.
Like when a stripper.
The cuddler brings their friends. They hang out. They mill outside. So you're in a closed room. You cuddle for like an hour, but there's people outside.
Oh, it's like when you're having a bachelor party and the stripper comes over.
Yeah, Joe, it's just like that. Just like that, Joe. There's a line, and she's hanging out in the bathroom, and everybody's waiting in line to cuddle, Joe.
No,
just like that.
A bachelor party at somebody's house, and a stripper comes over, and there's always this big dude that comes along with him.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I know. It makes sense.
I was picturing what you were saying, though, Devin. I'm like, what do you mean it's like a bachelor party?
What do you mean 20 minutes till I can cuddle the bitch? Fuck it. I'm going to the cuddle club.
Really?
Will you just cuddle with me for 10 minutes? Oh, Stairway to Heaven. We can cuddle to this one. It's going to be a long cuddle.
What if you order a cuddler though, and you get some really, really horrifying, like scabby person?
No, I think
that's what I'm worried about.
No, I think you got to see the pictures.
You have to because
people never lie and put up fake
if you
pictures.
Get some
no.
Yeah, right.
What world do you live in?
But if somebody's like really disgusting, you might have to wear gloves. And who the hell wants to be cuddled with gloves?
Yeah.
You know.
What would you do if I showed up to cuddle? Would you run?
Oh, to the fucking hills.
You're mean. You say hurtful things.
That's my job.
I would.
Here's the next one's a job more up Joe's alley.
Okay.
This is something Joe would sign up for.
No, I'm surprised you haven't hired him.
Somebody to slap you when you go off task. This is actually a job.
You know what? Now you're thinking, I'm a little scared because you might want to bring him in before the engineer.
We do have sponsor money. So you just get a fucking knock at the door. Who are you? Bass! Get to work, stupid.
Stupid.
Enough with the McClinton horse shit.
I'm very afraid you've invested in this already. I'm going to get a very ugly surprise at work tomorrow.
She didn't get the blog done. She had it coming.
Bam!
She had it coming.
Yeah, somebody that literally physically would slap you when you go off task. Oh, my God.
I could actually use that because basically if I have to do
something. Yes, you can.
Like if I have to do my bills, most likely, you know, show prep and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That Facebook is addicting.
Oh, it is. It totally is.
I need somebody to come in and slap me across the puss and get back.
I'm willing to invest.
Really?
get someone to slap you. I'll do it for free. But if you want a professional,
they'll follow you home and keep.
I wonder what makes you a professional slapper. You start with a punch, like, oh, too much knuckles.
Yeah, it's like, are you really good at it? Or you're just willing to slap people around.
You can't do that. You took out a tooth.
Start with a blanket. Be a man, you pussy. Use your hand. Swing with your hips.
Swing. Slap. Like a golf swing.
Slap me like I've been taking a 45-minute smoke break.
Show up with a flower sock. Bam!
Would you actually hire somebody for this? I would never hire somebody for this.
No.
I could focus enough.
I can't, but I don't want people hitting me.
There I am jerking off. Somebody comes in to slap me. Get to work, stupid!
God, hurry it up!
We got a show to write.
Hurry it up. We don't have a day for this.
I actually could use somebody like this.
To slap you while you're jerking off?
No.
Sure, there's plenty of people would love to do that. They're called prostitutes.
They're called dominatrix.
Yes.
I like when they say doms. Oh, these doms.
Doms.
Like they're going to be all these Italian guys coming over. Hold still. I'm going to whip you.
I like that.
I don't know. The job is to get you back on task. Why does it have to be a slap?
I know.
Can it be a poke? Can it be a whining annoying? Come on. Gotta go to work.
Oh, that would be so much worse. Oh, I had to take out my earplug. The whining. Oh,
I'm a Jew.
God.
I'm a professional.
Oh, damn.
Come on, Pip. I need the plug.
Oh, no. Don't you ever.
Joe, when did you hear from riotcast.com, Joe? Come on.
Oh, that's worse than if you yell. That's worse.
I don't yell. I just type with cap locks.
Yes. No, I can hear you yelling even in your taping.
God damn it. I'm like Joe when he wakes up.
I wake up in a bad mood. Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
and it gets worse as the day goes on.
I am a miserable person.
Isolate that.
I am a miserable person, and I figured out why. Because I think I allow myself to be goofed on and harassed so much that I just am a nasty person.
Yeah, blame us.
I'm not just
saying, a little responsibility.
Not only you. It's the world in general.
I treat you the best.
That
Eve's like slap and tickle.
So you've internalized it. I knew somebody who had a pair
right,
of mice
wants
named
to slap
that.
Me now. Think of the beatings. What the fuck? It's an angry chat room.
Wow.
Fuck you people.
They want to beat you up.
Yeah, I'm not into that shit. Slap and tickle maybe. I don't need to be slapped around.
Hey.
Fuck you.
Take it, bitch. You should see the abuse that I used to get at the chat room at the compound.
Yeah, but this is anonymous. Put your name to it, Sarah Madam.
Really.
Be a man.
Sarah
woman. Or whatever. Yes. Maybe it's Agnes.
Slap without the mask.
It's Agnes. She's on to us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's like, I'd like to beat you. I'd like to beat you for 5.5 months straight.
I don't think I could take a job as a slapper.
And why do you think?
I don't think I'd like it.
Yeah, I don't think I would like hitting somebody.
I think I'd like it the first day, but then after a while, yeah, same thing every day.
Yeah, just slap.
There I am. It's not slapping somebody. Same shit every day. Their cheek turns red. My hand hurts.
Right. It would be good if
get
you got
to work, stupid.
It would be good if you got to slap them with different things each day. Like
a lead pipe.
No. One day.
I don't think you're going to be able to get back to work, but you had it coming. Gosh.
No, I don't mean until they're dead.
Yes, that's a job I can do.
Now pick up your fucking teeth and get back to work.
When you're done with the emergency room, get to stepping. The computer needs
to get to stepping.
Walk it off, stupid.
Get to stepping.
Like a big wet flounder. Bam! To the side of the head repeatedly. That would be fun.
Yeah, how are you going to hold on to a flounder? They squirm.
It would be a dead flounder. I'll just.
But they're slippery.
Yeah, then you get like a Nerf baseball bat. Bam! Just find different things to smack them with every day.
That would make it more interesting, right?
And they'd never know what was coming.
Do you get a bonus if you come in with new things to smack them with?
Yeah.
I don't know.
In my world.
Here's something that's completely Japanese.
Bunch of bananas.
I really think so.
Ear cleaning salon. Big in Japan.
Ear cleaning salon.
Because it says, like, a lot of guys come because it says it reminds them of when they were young. Like, they would put their head on their mother's lap and just bury their face in that muff. No, that's not what the article said. That's not what the article said at all.
Oh,
that's
my God.
That's horrible.
Oh,
you Huffington Post.
You embellished.
Maybe. They're Japanese. I don't know. It's dark. Their eyes aren't that open. People get confused.
Got lost.
Your words hurt.
Oh, yeah, little juniors got... Sushi just like, oh, it's like what the pilgrims ate.
Oh, God.
Bring all comes back together.
Hey, it's all back to the buffet.
All seriousness about this nonsense.
No, we're talking about the buffet.
So, I say use dead rodents. The bomb-sniffing ones that didn't make it.
Who said that?
Anon, 1521.
All right, we're on the same page.
All of a sudden, you just fucking see a dead Mickey Mouse.
Bam!
Bam, upside your head.
This possum come flying at your face. Ah!
Hey, kids!
I know a possum is a marsupial, but it sounded funny to me.
Who's the leader of the crew that took one for the team?
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. In your ear, Mickey Mouse. In your ass, Mickey Mouse.
Who crawls up that intestine? Hi, hi, hi!
Here's the one. Why? Because we like it. See you next week.
And he had a deep voice when the show started.
Gee, kids, it's a dark cavern. Where's that Goofy? My Mickey Mouse sounds like Bob Gonzo, by the way.
They all steal.
Very good. That's just Donald Duck with a cock in his throat. No, so these ear cleaning salons, you put your head in their lap, you turn your head, and...
They're doing the candling?
What?
Candling? That's ear cleaning. Wait.
Okay, maybe.
Okay. This is,
I don't know.
Picture that.
Sure. And they get like a little swab, and they... And you got to go to school for this.
Yeah.
You have to study.
You should.
Right? Fuck, I didn't make the rules. Relax. Nothing to do with it.
You don't want deafened people.
I didn't call you a motherfucker or anything.
I know. You should. You don't use your degree for what you fucking do, man. These are clean ears.
I didn't mean you.
Leave me alone. You know, if you're going to clip some toenails, you should go to school for that.
I got a BA in wax.
Yeah, so like it comforts these guys.
Well, I can understand that. It's almost like a spa service. It's some kind of pampering.
It is a spa service.
You know?
Yes.
Yes.
I would not pay for this.
I would.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, I would.
You won't go near those ears.
Yeah.
You'll pay somebody else to do it for you.
No, I always try to keep my ears trim and nice, and I try to get the wax
trim
out of them.
Yeah. What are you, a fucking Doberman pincher, and we're clipping them?
Pretty much, yeah. No,
no,
but it's
hair
true.
Grows.
Hair grows. And sometimes you try to get in there with the Q-tip as best as you can, and sometimes you can't get it.
Joanne, put down the canned peaches. My ears. I got wax in my ears. I'll cook the fish sticks myself, Joanne. My ears.
Yeah, but she and my wife would try to clean out my ears with a shotgun so
I can ice, ice pick. Too deep, Joey? Too deep?
Better choice. All right, better choice.
Nice.
Joe comes in. I can't hear you. What do you want? Joe, you're not listening. I can't hear you. She cleaned my ears. No, I wouldn't pay for that.
I think I might.
Really?
Yeah, because like you said, it's like you're not supposed to go in too deep with a Q-tip, but it'd be nice to have them like good and totally cleared out.
Justin, nice. Like when you get a foot rub. You ever get a foot rub?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so
Ebes
good.
Is going to be my feet, so you'll have to rub them.
Yeah.
Rub Ebes.
Yeah, get a foot rub.
I don't know if Ebes wants to be rubbed. I apologize.
Or like when you get, sorry, Joe, but when you go and get your hair cut.
You remember those days.
There was a time.
You remember 1983, Joe, when that was relevant to you?
But like, you know, you get your hair shampooed, like very.
It feels good.
Yeah, it feels good.
I still don't pay to get it. I wash my hair before I go.
I do too, but she still washes it.
Well, because look at you, mangy mutt.
I know. It's like, there's a lot.
You got scabies.
there's a lot of nest to get through.
There certainly is. There's things nesting in there. Nesting.
Absolutely.
I can't think of anything from my childhood that I would pay to have done.
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily.
Maybe somebody cleaned my room.
I don't know. It's necessarily just because it's childhood.
But that's
it's
what they said. It's the comforting. It's the childhood.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mother never cleaned my ears.
No?
Well, she would go, wash them out. Here's a washcloth. Clean them out.
I don't really remember. But I guess somebody did. But I don't remember. I don't have a fond childhood memory of my ears being cleaned. You know what I mean?
But is there anything you'd want? Is there anything pleasant from your childhood?
Did
Elmo ever touch you? Maybe you'd pay for it to have a Muppet touch you again.
No, but, you know, if...
Joe's putting on his hat. He's ready to rob this place.
I think it's nice being tucked in.
Turn down service.
Yeah. Well, no, not just like turn down
in
the bed, but
and maybe
being
like read
in.
You a little bedtime story.
Uh huh.
My wife turns.
Then maybe
down
diddle you while you're sleeping, and then just, you know, so you don't know if it really happened or if it was a dream.
Yeah, but that's like an incubus. That I'm just talking about, like somebody to tuck you in. An incubus. But that's not what I'm talking about. An incubus is a mythical creature that will. It's a male creature that will come and have sex with you in your sleep. Really? A succubus is a female version.
I want one.
Yes, I know.
That's what I want for Hanukkah.
A succubus?
Well, I don't want an incubus.
No, you don't.
I want a succubus.
Bend over.
Wrong wish! Wrong wish! Bad Santa! Fuck you, Joe Curry!
While I'm at it, walk away!
You ruined my ass!
Is that what happened?
The mice can't live there anymore!
Well, you want the female version? I'm going to give you a hand job. Oops, I pulled it off. I'm going to smack you with it.
Well, she's got the same voice as the incubus.
Yeah, your succubus sucks.
And not in a good way.
No, you ruined succubus.
You've ruined succubus.
I got critiqued on my succubus.
Your succubus blows. Raise your succubus game, mister.
Well, she's supposed to raise your game, if you know what I'm saying.
Would you say my game, whether you're competing my game to the penis?
Yes.
Okay.
Naked maids. You can hire a naked maid.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I'd order that.
Yeah, I know a lot of guys would and do.
Oh, you know people who have ordered them.
No. I don't know people that, I don't personally know that people have done that. But I had read about that years ago, that, you know, people get naked maids.
And I get that.
Look.
Why not?
There's a perf.
You missed the windows.
For every flavor.
Get that cobweb up there. You're going to have to stretch.
No.
I don't know. You know, there's a time and place for everything. I think you're missing.
What's wrong? Tits and a clean house.
I don't want somebody naked cleaning my house.
Wouldn't you feel so weird?
It sounds unsanitary.
Yeah.
It's your house. How sanitary was it before she got there?
I want to make it sanitary. I don't want tit marks on my fucking bureau.
You don't know what? Tit marks?
Yeah.
Tit marks on my bureau.
All right, she's not grandma. They're not dragging across the top of your... They're perkies.
How do you know?
Listen, a busy day in the pool.
She's not doing
thing,
the
yeah.
fucking windows with them. Like, oh, you know, like fucking picture frame windows and everything. Tits. I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what?
Tits Akimbo.
Every 10 minutes. Yeah,
that's my African stage name, Tits Akimbo.
Yeah, but if I have a naked house
that's
cleaner.
That's your next love.
Yeah, it certainly will be.
She'll be there forever because every 10 minutes you're going to hear, could you mop that up? Could you mop that up? Mop that up?
It's $100 though. That's reasonable.
Because
what's a regular maid cost you?
But if she's actually going to clean, that's pretty reasonable.
That's
price.
What I'm saying.
But is it more like a striptease and I'm just feather dusting in around?
Ooh, they have topless maids in New Zealand.
Yeah, but they're going to do a
have
shit
you taken
job.
Well,
advantage?
We got naked maids here. Sexy girls, too. Well, nobody wants the fat broad with the mustache, Ebes, coming over naked.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? It's like Aunt Matilda's like, oh,
I was just going to say.
Sorry, dear. How do you like that? Would you like that?
I'll clean up the cigarette ash. Don't worry.
Oh, my God. Gladys, go home.
Except she wrote Smexy. Maybe it is Agnes.
Smexy? Yeah, maybe.
It's maybe. Sexy Mexicans. Anywho, me and Bob's on the way. Bye, guys.
Bye.
No, they do real work. Okay. Okay, I believe you.
As
an agent or something. No, you're going to like these girls. Yeah. They don't leave streaks or nothing. Well, they streak, but they don't leave streaks on the window. You're going to like them. And they dust, too. In the corners, those hard-to-reach places.
Yeah, bend over and get that corner again. Could you get far into that corner? Could you bend over just a little bit more? Yeah.
Further.
Well, I don't know. If they could... do something about the mildew in between the tiles. Go for it, girls.
Yeah, they're good cleaners. I'm sure they're the best.
Yeah. I don't care what's wobbling around. If you get this place clean, it's cheap, do it.
All right. You can get handwritten letters.
What the fuck is the point of this?
You can write that in a letter.
I think because it's more personal than an email or a text. Maybe Israel and Hamas should have sent handwritten letters to each other.
and sent it them. You know, they would have been nicer. But I don't understand the point.
To get into the crevices. Back to the not the handwritten letters.
Wait a second.
Oh, my God. It's a five-pager. How did it fit in there? It
sounds like a paper cut waiting to happen.
It certainly does.
Ouch.
I don't think I want a handwritten letter. Would you send one? You're fired.
Oh, wait.
Fondest regards.
I don't understand. I mean, would I send a handwritten?
Like if somebody, like, if you want, instead of emailing somebody, to make it a little bit more personal.
I mean, I have done, but I mean, I'm not going to pay somebody to write my letters for me.
Anon writes, handwritten letters allow you to hold the hate. I don't know what that means. I just love the phrase of it.
Hold the hate.
That's another great name for a podcast, by the way. Hold the hate. After three turds in a box, stay tuned for Hold the Hate.
No, that's really funny. So you can stare there and look at it and go, you son of a bitch.
But the person who's writing the letter isn't the one hating. So it's like you're actually writing a letter, like you're emailing a letter and go, here, put this in fancy cursive.
Yeah.
Or curses.
But that's what I'm saying. It's quite bizarre.
I think so.
Although, if you are going to write the long-winded breakup letter with somebody, even though it makes no difference qualitatively, it feels different if somebody emails you the same exact words as if they wrote it down.
How do you figure?
Well, I think that people find that the actual the personal touch of writing something is more personal. It's more you've taken the time to do it. Yes, and there are enough people, old schoolers like myself, who feel like that. Wow, you sat there and wrote out the invitation. Yeah. You didn't just email
me.
Right,
like calligraphy, Pili. That's the same thing as calligraphy.
Yeah. No, they're cutting. They're taking your words. Mm-hmm. I'm answering somebody in the chat. They're taking your words and just writing them with nice handwriting.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. I don't think that there's really good. You can't
when typing is not enough.
Unless you have RA.
Right, exactly.
RA. Dickie?
Rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, I thought the knuckle boiler for the Mets. No. Hey, Dickie, it's the off season. Can you write this for me?
Unless you have, like, rheumatoid arthritis or something, it's like, pick up a fucking pen, you lame ass.
Would you want one delivered to you?
I like getting handwritten letters.
That's how I'll tell you to scram.
Yes.
You know what? She brought up a good point. My aunt is like 84 years old, mm-hmm. and when she writes a letter, it's handwritten. She doesn't know how to use a computer. Now, let's say that she started, like you said, getting arthritis and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. This would be a service. She can't write, you know.
That's fine. You can also rent a grandmother.
I would like that,
but I think it's like to like watch your kids or so, or watch you.
No,
I like old broads. Watch me jerk your grandma. Make me some cookies, you whore.
How about Tanny for Grandparents Day?
What?
At school, if you're a school kid, you need a grandma.
That's a good idea. You think it's a good idea?
I think it's a good idea.
I miss my grandparents, so I would like to rent.
Oh, I love my grandmother was like my second mother.
But you're using them as a babysitter. So it's like as a babysitter, if you were going to rent them for your kids, would you get like a grandma or a young kid?
I would like a grandma.
Yeah, but old people are creeps too.
Yeah, they're kind of.
And you want the old gal to keep up with the kids.
They're less likely to be creepy.
So what are you saying, Joe? A younger one?
Yes.
See, I think as a woman, you're hiring the older grandma because there's less chance that your husband's going to bang.
Not according to the television show that we saw last night.
Okay.
We were watching a TV
show. I want grandma to bathe me.
Oh, you fucking perv.
Give me your address. We'll make that happen. You just take pictures.
That's great.
I'm not old enough to fill the bill. Where are you going to find a grandma to go over there?
Well, you could be a grandma, but you're not an old grandma. You'd be younger. You'd be a whore.
I would be a gilf. No.
You're giving yourself a little too much credit.
Yeah, I am.
That's a terrible thing to say. I'm sorry. I mean, there's mean and then there's just no list.
Really, Carson, you drew the line?
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No, but it would be like... I don't look like a grandma.
Do you want Pip Helix to bathe you? We can make that happen.
Oh,
we'll have
Jesus
a contest.
Christ. I'm chronologically old enough to be a grandmother, which scares the crap out of me, but I don't think I look like a grandma.
No.
No.
No,
I don't think so.
So I don't think that's going to fit the bill.
Not your typical grandma.
Although I bake.
Yeah. Last time you made a cake for Kumia, we haven't been back to the compound since.
Nice job, Granny.
Good job,
yeah,
stupid.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Just truthful. All right.
Lethal brownies.
Why do you want a grandmother to bathe you?
Not
you.
No, I don't.
Because he's a creep.
I don't.
Because he's a creep. Listening to the right show then, isn't he?
Yeah.
Got the right fucking place.
Creeps or us. But I would like to rent a grandma just to like, you know, I don't know, make the famous, you know, the good family meals for holidays.
What happens if it's a grandma that can't cook?
Oh, that sucks.
What happens if it's like the nasty grandma who has nasty shit to say about everybody?
Oh, like that old lady on the cards. What's her name?
Or like the grandma from the Vacation movies.
That's funny.
Mm. You don't remember that, Joe?
I do remember. I just only have, when I think of my grandparents, I think of my grandmother, who is a very sweet person.
Oh, yeah,
sorry.
I think
sorry,
of my
Joe,
nana.
I didn't realize you were going to have a moment during this topic. I'm sorry you're not the wretched asshole you usually are.
See, I have a soft side.
Yeah. It's your tummy.
And if you rub it just right, it kicks.
Well, sometimes when you take him on the road, you do have to rub it. Otherwise, you can't leave the room.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Joe's tum-tum hurt.
Oh, God,
I rubbed it like I was grandma.
I tell you, fuck you, but you got a point.
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah. Everything I say is truthful. Except when I talk to Agnes, then it's not so much. You can get long nose hair reminder via email. you can send somebody. So if I'm staring across Joe and I don't want to be rude, so it wouldn't be me. But he's like, oh, Joe, you knows, but I don't. You send an anonymous email. Hey, you might want to trim that.
Oh, but you know what, though? That's ridiculous. And you want to know something? Don't you own a mirror? You can't see a snot ball swinging off the nose hair like Tarzan?
Some people don't seem to notice.
Come swing the snot ball. Go back to jungle, bring snot ball, fuck like Jane.
but a lot of people don't know that, you know, that they have nose hair problem.
They cannot see. Yeah. I don't know. There's just some kind of blindness. And now he's checking himself on the stick cam.
Like look at my nose.
Don't
you
stick to the stick cam.
They inhaled a cat.
It's not right. They inhaled a cat.
Yeah, no, there are definitely been some people. I'm like, is that a tiny mustache? No, that's nose hair. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
If you've got nose hair that actually could be thought as a mustache, you got a problem.
Real problem. There's somebody that I know, not a friend, a complete, like, just an acquaintance. I don't think I have the cojones to tell him, look, you know, that looks like a tiny little mustache growing out of your nose. But
it's a Hitler mustache.
That would
nose.
Come in handy.
What's the Third Reich doing up your left nostril?
Yeah.
That service would come in handy for something like that.
So you like that?
If it was somebody that you really don't know well enough to say something, but if it was one of you
then
guys,
you
I would tell you.
Well, thank you. I look but forward to that.
I wouldn't tell you on the air. But I would take you aside and go, look. You know.
Do you guys check for your nose hair every day?
No.
No,
I
notice
when one goes askew.
I check. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm hairy, so I check for nose hair. I got to trim my nose hair and my ear hair every day.
Really?
Yes, because God figures
there's quite the maintenance going on for this.
Hair on my head is ridiculous, but every place else, God figures night.
You know, here's the thing. If like Joe is a bush and he has to be sculpted the way he is, mm-hmm. if this was the final product, you'd hire a new gardener.
I beg your pardon.
You can't get yourself a Mexican to do a better job of cutting the hedges.
You know. Joe grooms himself just fine.
I guess.
Don't you stop. I'm going to take my phone cards and go home.
Well, of course you are. They don't do a good job. They have a picture of you on. Hey, give me the phone card.
It's Spanish.
Give me the phone card.
The ones that look like you. The Spanish.
It's 1984 Joe with that smug look on his face. Look at that head of hair. I'm proud of myself.
And that
I wrote a dick joke. It's phone card Joe in Espanol.
Look at the size of the knuckles sticking out of the bottom
That's
of that
That's from
thing.
Excessive masturbating.
Well, look at the real knuckles with the hair on.
Oh, my God,
Kong. No, but that's like monkey hands. They're giant. Kong.
Yeah. Well, that's a close-up shot. He's holding the card towards you.
Oh, I see.
See?
Joe's coming out. Kong. Kong, take your banana. Coming at you. I'm an asshole.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Well, something we all agree in.
So,
I think that should be like expanded though to like other things like dandruff, bad breath.
Yes, yes, definitely.
You know,
yeah, there should be. I have seen women out in public wearing like white or yellow stretchy pants, and they have a lot of cellulite, and they're just in their like sausage casings, and ugh. It's just. It's one thing if you're heavy and you try to do the best
you
can.
You're fatty and you know it.
Yeah.
Pop your ass cheeks.
You know, and you try to cover and work with what you got and try to cover and be decent. Then there's the, oh my God, you're popping out of every sausage casing that you put on
every
today.
Sausage
Holy
casing.
Shit. And somebody needs to tell them to hide that shit. Mm. You know? I mean, like that. Like just
an advisor.
A fatty advisor.
No, yeah. Just or
you like, know that third role's coming in nicely.
Or yeah. Anybody that's just like your clothes are like five sizes too small for you. Mm. That's what you need. Mm. You know, spandex is not your friend. Please,
spandex is
put
not
it your away. Friend. I'm begging you. That.
Well, the reason they wear spandex is because it's comfy. I'm guessing that's why guys wear sweatpants.
Or the thing that it holds it in and controls some of the jiggle.
It's
but
not
it's like,
Spanx.
No, but you know what? There's one thing between wearing like a dark color or something, and then there's the light color, and anybody who's seen that walking down the street knows what I'm talking about. That's just like a whole pile of oatmeal coming at you, right. And it's just not good. It's not a good look on anybody particularly, but really, really heavy women wearing these giant white Spanx.
Oh, you get me hot. Oh, I love it.
Now, what are Spanx? Spanx is something that tucks everything in, right?
It's kind of
like a penis.
No. Like a modern girdle.
Really? Yeah, for men and women.
Whatever happened to the girdle?
The girdle just got, you know, it got phased out because in the 60s people were burning bras and letting it all hang out and
letting
it be
bustier.
Natural. Right. And then we got into the artificial 80s and it was like, suck it back in, suck it back in.
Here's some words of wisdom. Yeah. Spandex never allows you to really know how fat you are because it always fits. But
that's true.
I think you can outgrow spandex.
You can, and those are the kind
and
of people
I'm talking
about. And
it's a goal of mine.
No, that's,
come see
that's,
me after the Christmas break.
Yeah, right?
That's
oh,
what
my
I'm talking
God, look
about.
At his nuts have gained weight.
Oh, my God. Some bitch said on my Facebook that she lost weight over Thanksgiving weekend. I just want to go
down.
She
shed food poisoning.
I just want to go and beat her.
Probably went to Joe's Buffet. Couldn't get waiting. They're still at the pasta station. And waiting and waiting.
And she's an American. I was like, I want to hurt you.
And she's American.
No, Americans eat. You're eating all this stuff that people leave, and there's pie sitting around, and stuffing, and God knows what else. And you know, people overeat on Thanksgiving weekend. And
apparently, forage around hours after the event is over, where you yeah. There's still pies. And so, oh, somebody left a piece of bone. There's a wishbone.
There might be marrow in there. There might be marrow, you know.
A hangover bus.
A hangover
You're hungover. They come up to your house, drive around for a while, and rehydrate you, and you could chill, watch some TV.
Could use that at the compound sometime.
You like that idea, don't you, Joe?
Yeah.
I don't like that idea. No. If I'm hungover, the last place I want to be is a bus. I don't want to be moving.
Oh,
probably
oh.
Nice and quiet.
But still moving. I don't want to be moving.
Moving? No.
I want to be very still, very stable,
yes,
very
yes.
quiet.
I'm trying to think back to like worst hangover material. I want to be in a dark room. Yeah, somebody bring me some Gatorade and
I
some
find
saltines.
That's usually where we find you, in a dark room.
Yes, that's where I spend most of my time.
The only thing is that intravenous hydration, which kind of makes me nervous when you're on a rolling object.
Here, let me jab you while we're
you
going
know,
over
but
that
yeah,
speed
yeah,
bump.
Jab me before we pull away. Hit a bump. I'm going to... Can fucking bleed all over your dopey bus.
Your dopey bus. Stupid bus.
Stupid bus.
This
like,
bus
is an asshole.
This is like extreme junkie sports.
And on the back of the bus, in big letters, it says, quiet. People on board being cured of hangovers. How would you like to be in a police car or a fire truck?
Well, you can't arrest them for that. They're being safe. But I would fucking pull up next to them and blare my horn.
That was my point.
Wakey, wakey, asshole.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's like,
what kind of an asshole gets on a bus to get over a hangover?
Somebody should have slapped you before you drank that last beer.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be advertising what's going on there if it's people well blowing the horn.
Have you guys ever had odd jobs?
What do you mean?
Besides like, this.
Yeah.
Like my oddest job when I lived with my girlfriend, wife now, I actually got paid to clean the apartment. It would go towards the rent. I was working for my girlfriend.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I got paid. Because I wasn't going to do it on my own. And I didn't know you could hire naked broads, and I didn't have $100 an hour.
True, true.
But yeah, I got paid to clean my apartment.
That's funny.
She it's like was, an allowance.
It really yeah, is. She still looks fondly back on those days.
Oh, that's funny.
She still like offers. I'm like, fuck no.
I'll pay you to clean this mess.
That's what you. I'm like, I got a job. Fucking no.
I've had lots of odd jobs. I worked as a mother's helper, but she didn't have any kids. It was this.
Wait,
older,
what?
The mother's helper.
Help her become a mother. Here, spread your legs, stupid. You're
no,
doing
not
it wrong.
That.
I'll get the baster. Still.
Oh my God, it's not like The Handmaid's Tale. No, I'm talking about, and you guys are, the reference is going right over your head. Sorry, it's a book I read. But
books? No read.
Books? No reading. I used to go after school and help this lady. She had been, she had had cancer, but she was in remission.
Right.
But she, you know, she just like didn't have the strength to do certain things.
So why don't you call her a cancer helper?
She called me a mother's helper, but I was like,
but she's not a mom.
Yeah, I know. That's usually somebody who's got like little kids and you go and help them out. But I would walk.
You know why she called you a mother's helper? Because she's it's beats lazy.
She's recovering from cancer, you asshole.
That's why I'm laughing. It's so brutal.
Oh my God. Walking off dick. What's a little radiation?
But the fun thing about that is like
the fun thing about helping the cancer lady?
she was fine at that point. But she was just like a little weak and she could use a little help around
like
the house.
Show. A little weak.
But the fun thing was I never knew what the hell I was going to be doing that day. I mean,
wash my back?
No, it wasn't anything like that. Yeah, sometimes it would be cleaning things. Sometimes she'd be setting up for a party and I'd have to like cut up vegetables or like, you know, arrange flowers around. You know, I never knew what the job was going to be. It was kind of cool. But I'm trying to think. I also I also worked as like the assistant to one of my college professors, and I never knew what the hell he was going to have me do that day either. Not what you mean. Not what you're thinking. You know, he'd have me editing newsletters,
actually listening, and
cleaning his office, or you know, he'd make me. He was handicapped, and so
all the shit that the student he's banging won't do.
That's exactly right. So it's like Plan B, come here. But he had this big Cadillac that was set up so that it was only hand controlled because he was wheelchair bound, and he would have me go off and get the car, get the car cleaned, and so. I had to go into the student parking lot and learn how to drive with just hand controls and never use your feet. And so that I felt confident bringing it out into the street and bringing it to the car wash. It was very bizarre. Hmm. I did all kinds of, like, you know, odd jobs that he didn't have time for.
Hmm. Joe?
Not really odd jobs. Just, you know, regular jobs. One of the oddest jobs I've ever had was working in a stain tank.
A who?
A what?
A stain tank. And what the stain tank was, you would take fence sections and instead of painting them, you know, by hand, we had a vat of stain that was 9 foot deep and 10 foot long. And I would be, it was in my first day after school job, I'd have a big, like, raincoat and stuff like that. And I would drop the whole fence sections in, like a 6x8 section, let it sit for about a minute and pull the whole thing out. Drenched in stain, and you put it up on the rack and let it dry.
Oh, yeah, I can picture exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
yeah. That doesn't sound like fun at all.
I would smell like linseed oil. I would just be bathed in the shit. I'm surprised I never got skin cancer.
At least you didn't have
shit.
Nose hairs hanging out. It was when you were young.
Yes.
I'm surprised you didn't get a lot of stain on your skin.
He had the best tan ever.
I used to have gloves. I used to have the gloves and stuff like that, but I used to ruin all my clothes and shit like that. Yep. I was covered in the shit.
That's what I was picturing.
And you know how sloppy I am doing anything.
So Kong makes stain go everywhere.
Yeah.
Kong have dark permatan in splotches.
He's the first GTL.
yes.
Gym Tan Laundry, Joe.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I thought it was a
I know there's no gym in that story with you, but.
It was like the first it was a muscle car.
That's a GTO.
No. All right. I thought, you know what? There are other things out there that need jobs. You know, because we can't do everything and people need to make money. I actually was kind of this in a way, this job.
What?
I don't think it really ever got paid for it. The cock/clit blocker.
I'll
describe it.
Okay.
I'll go out with you, and when a man or a woman starts starts getting friendly and wants to hook up with you and everything, I'll tell them you're spoken for. I can also be ordered to go out with your significant other and ruin their good time.
Why would people want you to come out with them and
He'd say that normally.
Because sometimes when you're drinking, you know, I'm drinking, let me get my number and everything. But when you wake up, when you're sober up, your boyfriend or girlfriend wouldn't like that. Go, hey, stupid, you got somebody. You can have a good time, but you can't have too good of a time with me around.
Oh, I see. So you're like the opposite of the wingman.
Yes!
Alright.
I'm the clipped wingman. I used to do that when I used to go out with my friends, because I used to hang out with all females, and I was straight, so I couldn't dress. But, we'd all be going to the dance clubs. I always wanted to go rock clubs, but they wanted to go dancing. So we went dancing and everything.
That's where you get the chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they'd be like dancing and everything, and then all of a sudden when there was a guy approaching that didn't fucking meet their jib, and they start going like this, like the little loser sign on the front, all of a sudden I gotta dance my ass in there like we're together.
You're up.
Great. You told me that you did this. I forgot that this was your role in your little group.
Sucks.
Guido to the right. You're in, chief.
Yep.
Oh, I don't think he's got enough money to afford dating me. Blah. All of a sudden stupid comes in. Fucking look off the bench. Here I go.
How glad do we not have to go to dance clubs anymore?
I'm very glad.
Girls usually use their gay friends for this.
But I was straight.
I know.
I still am.
I was straight.
Devin discovered things during that period of time.
Looks like you can take a load off the face.
after his time spent as a cuddler.
I suck a dick for Hollywood. Anyway. Another sound clips. No, that could be a job. You could hire somebody. And I guess, yes you would hire a gay person because they're do it the best. But the problem with the gays is they look gay.
Yeah.
I look just in between. Like, I'm not good looking enough to be gay.
No, that's not. No. You could be a little bear.
I don't want to be a little bear.
Yeah, you
could. I don't want to be a little bear.
Boo-boo.
Stop stepping. Kong and little bear.
Boo Boo Bear.
Hey Boo Boo, is that a hard on Boo Boo?
Hey Boo Boo, there's some Guidos coming along the girls. Better get in there. I don't know, Yogi. They'll think I'm gay. We know you're not gay, Boo. Get in there.
Hey, those girls want you to stay away from their picnic baskets.
Are you gay, Yogi? No, I'm not gay. How come you're not wearing any pants? You ever notice
yeah.
A shirt and no pants.
I do. So, yeah, that's a good job, right?
I think that would be a good job.
And I already did it, and I did it for free. You know, at least I should have fucking, been able to fuck these girls.
I think,
I fucked nobody.
Let me get this straight. These chicks.
Well, somebody will get it straight.
So these chicks that you go out with, what, they're friends? They're just friends?
Yeah, just friends.
And where did you know them from?
School. High school.
High school?
Yeah.
And you would just go, and you had no chance of railing them?
You know, I bought into the whole platonic thing. I didn't try. There was a couple I probably could have.
Nice.
Probably could have all of them.
Probably could have.
And I'm not going to
say Davin is so Jersey gay. Fuck you.
No, it's fuck yous.
Hey, fuck yous. And your mother's too. I'm going to fuck you in the ass. I'm going to fuck your mother. I'm a little gay. I'm a little straight.
Take your pick.
And then when I'm done, I'm going to go gay again. And fuck your father too. I'm fucking everybody. I'm Jersey gay.
Jersey gay.
Jersey, that'd be a great character.
Jersey, really inspired.
Jersey gay.
Jersey gay.
He's so Jersey gay.
I'm so Jersey gay.
That's really, very aggressively gay.
I'm the situation. I'm the bituation. I'm the bituation.
That's great. Yes. Oh, funny shit.
I was so, I didn't have game. I'm not the player you see now, talking to all these African women.
I'm shocked.
No, I was shy and all right, because I couldn't even talk to other women, so
yeah,
I should have tried.
I could goofy. I was the same way. I could not, I was very shy.
Yeah.
I'm not really a schmoozer.
I was shy with guys.
After all this fine work you've done on this show.
Yeah, it's like even the guys that liked me, I wasn't really sure that they did. I'd really have to.
No, that's not shy. That's issues.
Well, that too. Yes, whole new stand. We don't have time for that. You can't start that at the beginning of the show.
No, it's 9:22. We're getting out of here.
Yeah,
so we don't have time for
happening.
Therapy.
No.
We already had Joe have his flashback moment to Nana.
Now he's in a fetal position, sucking his thumb.
That's right.
Better than sucking his cock.
He would if he could reach.
Sure, he just has to tie those nose hairs to it, fucking wrench it in.
like a fucking winch.
He should use his ear and nose hairs like a fucking lasso. Get back here, you cock.
Could you see?
Yeah!
Come on, Joe. I'm trying to.
You know what?
One more line.
The nose hair thing inspired me.
I'm sure it did. I see the work.
No, I think that there should be somebody, a professional pit sniffer. Because you cannot smell yourself.
I can smell myself.
Yeah.
You have to be really, really fucking rank to be able to smell yourself.
No, you can smell yourself. You know this isn't right. Hey, but now, you just don't think it's as offensive as the normal person.
That's what I'm saying.
But you know there's an issue. You just don't give a shit about it.
You know there's an issue, but you can't tell how bad it is. You need somebody before you go out on that date, before you go out and you're getting the job interview, give you a sniff.
How about your crotch, too?
All right.
That's going to be extra.
That's going to be extra.
You could do it with a fucking dog.
If
the Labrador Retriever's paying a little extra time, you might want to put some Jacquard Noir in your cock.
Oh, please. No, the dogs love the smell. They would not be able to.
That's what I'm saying. If they give you a little extra time, you're a little gamey.
No, or they're a little horny or whatever's going on with dogs.
The dog wants to fuck me. I'm going to get some.
They're greeting you very, very aggressively. Yeah.
Lick my balls. Isolate that.
To see a dog with a little t-shirt on him, who wants to lick my balls?
I used to have balls.
I do.
Ruff, 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 ruff.
Says the dog.
Joe, what you got?
I want to be the hysteria doctor back in the 1800s.
Oh, yeah.
Because when a woman got horny, it was called hysteria. So it was Victorian times back then. So the
you
would call
it.
Yes,
calling,
I am.
I'm calling bit on you.
Yes,
I'm
doing
calling
a bit because
a bit
it
on
was.
You.
You know what? It is good.
I know the bit works.
I know. But
put a turban on.
But I'm,
And the hysteria doctor worked too.
You just come over and relieve the woman of her symptoms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have an annoying husband, and you shoot him.
I had no idea that really existed until just recently.
I like the fact that Joe knows nothing, but he knows that.
No,
he did research.
No,
he did research for that.
No, hey,
but yeah. That's not a made up job.
That was a real job.
Yeah,
I know.
It's a real job.
I know, but you know what job? I like to be a tweet writer for people that are lame, that write lame tweets. Let's say you want to be popular, you want to meet people, you don't want to be the guy, but you are about as interesting as a dish rag. You hire somebody that can really write cool tweets.
Well, that's a good idea.
I think people do that.
Really?
I
think so.
Well, I know that there are people that, you know, like stars and stuff that hire underlings to run all their social media.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, but to have somebody like a normal person hire a tweet writer?
Regular press wants
just
to be
a regular
popular.
Joe.
Regular.
All right. This one gets close to home for me.
Okay.
Hire somebody to be a concerned parent.
Oh.
Parents have a lot on their plate.
Yep.
I do. Sometimes a parent-teacher meeting is a little too inconvenient or time-consuming. So you hire me. I'll go to the meeting and pretend I care about your kid. I'll also take notes and let you know what exactly is said at the meeting. And the great. Service is cheaper if you pay for the whole year, as opposed to, you know, as a pay-as-you-go meeting.
Okay.
So I could be your kid's fake parent for the whole fucking year.
You could be PTA bot.
I could be. If I wound up in your fucking spam filter, could be PTA bot. But isn't that like a really good?
That would be really good.
Yeah.
They could sit there and nod and really like.
The real parent tells you what to stick up for with the kid and everything. Oh, the kid's got ADD. He's stupid. No, I know. ADD yeah. went with the teacher.
Finds him on homework he's not doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Or, you know, they could find a way of taking what the teacher said, putting it into different words and pair it right back to them so that they think that you're on board with them. That's perfect.
It's a good job.
I like it.
I've come up with two good jobs.
I have a job that I would like to do.
Oh, right.
I mean, if I had all the
Is
time
Is it a
in
blow?
The
world. Sorry.
Sorry. Since she'd like to do.
Sorry.
Okay. Not a job that would be asked of her to do.
Let's call it a blow chore.
I'll be home soon, honey.
Yeah. It's Mr. Hillig's birthday.
Ah! Those
lips will be working tonight.
There you go.
You guys looked a little too excited for him.
Somebody doesn't need to put moisturizer on tonight. It'll be provided for free. Doing that naughty. Of course, the ass is still on Fisher duty, but you know, whatever.
Yep. Yes. But
how old is Mr. Helix?
He is...
I thought you were going to ask how old the Fisher was.
6 months. Longer than my relationship.
No, he is... well, this is the time where he's...
Yeah. Sorry, Joe.
His age is 10 years more than me, so he's 57.
Oh.
He's 9 years older than me, though.
That's not really worthy of swallowing.
You don't think?
When he's 60, you swallow.
What, I should start spitting now?
Oh, start! You're a whore.
Yeah.
All right, what's your job?
When
I love you.
Blow me, when will you blow me when I'm 64?
Very good. And in key.
And the answer's yes, dear. But
Mr. Helix, oh, fuck, I wouldn't have jerked off.
Damn it!
I thought this was one night I get the place to myself.
Lock
the cats out of the room. I didn't know I was going to get a blowjob tonight.
I thought you was going to be home late.
I'm 57. How many of these do you think I got in me in one night? A refractory period's a week and a half.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, man. A week and a half. So mean.
He's been fucking saving up. You're going to be late. Oh, fuck. I never get the house to myself. Who's going to clean this cat?
It's like
fur's all matted.
Thank God they.
Tip looks. I know what you did last night.
Thank God they clean each other.
Cat's like licking himself and spitting at the same time.
There's something about Tabby.
Cat's like hissing.
No. I think that another job, not that job, another job would be somebody who goes around. If you have pets, they go around your house and they collect all the dust bunnies and the fur balls, and they knit you a little sweater for your pet so they can have a little sweater when it's cold made out of their own fur.
You'll feel comfortable.
That's right. I think that would be a great job. I think it would be a really interesting gift. Here, I knit a sweater out of your own cat's fur.
They're not sheep.
What?
They're not sheep. You don't shear a cat.
No, but they lose fur all the time.
Yeah, but it's not the good fur.
What do you mean, not the good fur?
It's the fur that's not strong enough to survive. It's like the matted, clumpy, dandruffy fur. The fur that's been licked too much.
Strong enough to survive. No. Well, the under
under fur.
Fur.
Your cat down, if you will.
Well, you know, you take people
like
actually.
You both are conferring on this.
But that's what people do about, like, that's how they make, like, rabbit fur coats and stuff. They take the fur that they
No, they kill the rabbit.
I know.
So it's not how they make rabbit fur coats.
Like sweaters. Rabbit. And stuff. No, that's what they do, is they take the fur and they wind it into yarn and then they make the fabric out of it.
All right. Joe, what you got?
It could be done.
I believe you. I wouldn't doubt you. What you got, Joe? Nothing?
Nothing.
All right. Then we're done. Enough of this shit.
And he's like, thank Jesus.
No. We'll do a little Drunks in the News.
Yeah.
And we'll get the fuck out of here and turn it over to DJ Fatty over in Smoking Hits.
DJ Fatty.
We got my brother's podcast coming up on Cyanet.
Cool.
A couple. I don't know what's on Clutch and Wiggle. I'm not sure what's. Oh, Leavyland is, I want to say, Night Views. I want to see that. I think that's coming up. So some other good programming sticking around here. Let's do our little Drunks in the News.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
Today's Benjamin Franklin drinking term is, I like this one, womble cropped.
That's nice.
Joe got so fucked up before he got on the hangover bus, he was womble cropped.
Womble cropped.
Womble cropped.
Is that one they use in New Zealand? Womble cropped.
Womble cropped. What do you think, Joe? You like womble cropped?
Womble cropped. That sounds interesting. Womble cropped. This is like something you get done with a farm implement or something like that.
Yeah. I got womble cropped.
That sounds a little dangerous.
Somebody womble cropped me.
Sounds a little taint. Be careful now.
It certainly does.
Somebody womble cropped me right in the shins. I like it.
Womble Crumpy and Finch.
Pip, that is someone with way too much fucking time.
No. Oh, if the person...
No one would pay for this shit. I hope they're not talking about the show. We're kind of... Well, they are, actually. We have sponsors who will, and we'll get to them in a second. You settle down there,
yes.
Mr. I won't put my name to my writings.
I know. Oh, I don't think anybody would actually do this. Sit there and knit little cat coats.
My job's people would pay for.
Be
a parent? Absolutely. You know how much it sucks? Anyway, we're done with that. How much it sucks to be a parent. Take my kid. It's called adoption.
Take my kid,
or
please.
Or kidnapping. Anyway, so this week's drunk... Lawyer, New York, has a little too much to drink. Gets fucking locked out of the apartment.
Oops.
Gets let back. It gets into the apartment building after waking everybody up.
Nice.
Let me in. I'm an asshole.
Hitting the buzzers.
Doesn't know what she did with her keys. So there's a way to get. So she wants to break into her apartment by going into the garden section in the basement because there's a garbage chute.
Okay.
Tries to climb up the garbage chute.
Mm-hmm.
Almost loses an arm. Almost had it amputated.
Oh, because it's got some kind of like gizmo in there?
There's like a mechanism that it closes on movement.
Oh! Yeah.
Like a woman's legs when my penis gets next to it.
No, but sort of like a garbage disposal kind of thing?
I guess.
It's the crunching thing that makes it a trash compactor. So think of that piston mechanism that compacts the garbage. Stupid wound up in there and getting her arm crunched with the thing.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Stupid.
She's a lawyer. She's probably going to sue.
Right? You know what? That pisses me off because that's true. She'll probably sue the manufacturer.
But the stupid thing is she forgot she gave the keys to her friend.
Oh, my God.
I like the way you say that. Like, that's the stupidest thing she did in the story.
But that pisses me
There's
off.
There's a reason why the drunk's in the news, Joe.
Yeah.
It's all relevant.
She'll really sue the manufacturer. You know what? In case somebody should crawl up into there should be some kind of fail-safe, like a button you can press if you're crawling around in your garbage country.
Button.
Yeah.
I've never gotten so drunk where I locked myself out of a house or a car. I mean, I've locked myself out, but not because I was drunk.
You're just stupid. Give that a curt look.
Will she be able to sue? Probably not, because you're not supposed to climb into a garbage chute.
But maybe she'll try.
You believe the shit people
will
try.
No, I mean, I don't. Unless, what are they going to put, like fucking parent, kid locks on the?
There should have been. There should have been a sign on.
She's drunk. You think she's going to read it? Stupid.
Yeah, there's no...
Hey, asshole, it's a garbage chute. Don't go in there. That's good enough for most of us.
Fucking slide.
What, unless you're Oscar the fucking Grouch, who's going in, Joe? Come on now. It's a garbage chute. What are you, a Pooh Bear looking in the honey hole?
You know, I like the way you're yelling at me that you caught me with one foot in it already. Where the hell are you going?
Well, now's the time to yell at you.
He's like assuming that you're going to actually
like,
do
where
this.
The hell are you going?
Like, we need a sign so that Joe doesn't go down there.
Yeah. So, I don't know if it says not to climb in there. That's the defense.
But
really?
That's how bad.
I got a lawyer in the chat room.
No, Brad, because basically things are getting so fucking silly. That's why you see all these stupid disclaimers on all of his shit.
I know. It's like, don't be careful. This might be hot. Oh, fuck you. I know it might be hot.
Just came out of an oven. What do you think?
I know. I'm so angry at people who sue for ridiculous shit like that. And then the rest of us have to be treated like we're stupid for the rest of our lives. Yeah, everything says, don't
be treated like that way by him, no matter what I do. So.
Well, here we go in the chat. Sorry, she wins. If I'm on the jury, she gets $5 million. First of all, you're saying her arm is only worth $5 million. No. Why? Why would she win?
You
don't go climbing in a garbage. It's like the same thing. Don't put the gun with the bullets in your mouth. You don't say. You don't sue Smith and Wesson. There's certain things you don't do.
There should have been a sign on there saying that to be careful not to jump in the chute. And you want to
how about a sign that says "Sober up, stupid"?
And I'm not. I'm being damn serious here. The way nonsense is going with these frivolous lawsuits.
I know. I know. Me too. Well, I mean, I understand that there are like little closets that have a sign on it that say "Danger, High Voltage" because you might. Might not expect that if you're going to open a door that you're going to get blown to kingdom come. You might think they're just brooms and mops in there. Okay, but this is a chute for your trash. You're not expecting people to go down into it, or up it, or however she went.
Well, they bring up the point that they got McDonald's and they got that coffee suit.
I know that's exactly what I was talking about when I said danger things are hot. That doesn't mean it's right.
But you're not supposed to put coffee in your crotch.
Yeah,
yeah. Your pussy's going to be up all night.
I know.
And that's a bad thing. Why?
Common sense went out the window when God created lawyers. You can litigate anything.
Oh, that's really a shame.
True.
That's really a shame.
I'm suing for waste of my time.
I know. No.
You could win.
Yay! Fuck Powerball. I got you two.
Yeah. Well. No, it's ridiculous. And I would not wish that kind of injury on anybody, but boy, is she stupid.
I'd wish it on some people.
You would?
Well, somebody I don't like.
Really?
If I don't like them. I don't mind if Hitler didn't have an arm.
Oh, okay, but I mean, like somebody that you know. I mean,
he would have to go lefty.
He'd use his foot. Look kind of silly. All the other Nazis would laugh at him. Look at the Führer giving a Heil Hitler with his foot. He looks like a ballet dancer.
Hop along, Hitler.
Hop along,
Hitler. Hop along, Hitler. It's very rare where Pip saves a bit for Joe, but there it was.
Thank you for the insight.
Pip reached into that barrel. Go, let me help you out, sir.
I got a splinter on the way down. See, you're not supposed to go
Drunks in the news. This is all you got. We do a different drunk every week. Listen to the old fucking shows. Last week we had fucking drunks.
Don't scold the new people.
No.
They're chastising. They're chastised. This is all you got. Listen, last week we had a fucking drunken herd of elephants rampaging a village. Well, we got all sort. You have no idea the type of drunks we got coming for you. We got people getting drunk by shoving shit up their ass. We've done that. You just got to go to the older shows. This is what the best that was this week.
This week.
I'm sorry, your drunks in the news didn't meet your approval.
There'll be new drunks next week.
Yeah, there'll be new drunks. New stories. Maybe Joe will do something.
And they'll maim themselves in more entertaining ways for you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The story would have been better if she did lose the arm. I apologize. She's not a team player. Yeah. She fucked up. Let's get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Let's thank some people. Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Also, school is in session, so make sure you ask them about their after-school programs for kids. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. I know you heard a lot of drunk stories this week. I'll fucking get to it. There'll be more. If you want to check, I'm getting chastised at the end. Hey, why don't you don't
know?
I'm sorry we haven't done enough for you for three hours. God, assholes.
We have lives. We have to go live them now.
Mr. Helix needs a blowjob. We can't waste our time with a bunch of drunks. Damn it. Have you no heart? He might not have a heart on, but still. or Success Martial Arts. Check them out at smacenters.com.
I'm so sorry, Sensei.
If you want to get your karate hard on, go to smacenters.com, Success Martial Arts. Also, our newest sponsor. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Genicarelli, easy for me to say, cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private room where you can host your family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com. That's francescos-restaurant.com. And when you call, don't forget to ask them about their comedy nights. We do comedy there. They're very good.
Nice.
Yeah, they actually put together a really good comedy show.
I like that room that has a really tall ceilings. That's very bright in there.
Yeah. Yeah. JamesThomasWebDesign.com.
James Thomas Web.
Every platform, every browser, every type of social media, they have it covered. If you want your website to make an impression and you want the best technical support, James Thomas Web Design is the company for you. Check them out at jamesthomaswebdesign.com and tell them Davin's Den sent you for a special discount. Also, Side Splitting Productions, it's holiday season. If you want a Santa Claus but don't want him on a train, call me. We'll set it up. We'll tickle his balls. He'll be in a good mood. We'll send you Santa. We'll send you comedians. He can act as a parent for you. We got all sorts of shit. DJ, SideSplittingProductions.com. Give us a call at 551-404-3094. Pip, where are we on the air?
We are on live on Tuesdays on WKAD Wicked. We are not tonight, though. I forgot.
Next week.
It certainly is.
We're also live on Clutch and Wiggle. And we are on the Stickham on Levy Land. And we're also on CyanNetRadio.com.
And
we're available for download.
No. Who are we on tonight? Who's our new European?
Smokin' Hits. I didn't write you onto my list.
All the way from England with your Smokin' Hits.
It's Smokin' Hits.
It's Smokin' Hits, mate.
Smokin' Hits.
Smokin' Hits.
They're probably making fun of my accent right now.
With DJ Fatty's coming on Smokin' Hits.
With DJ Fatty.
DJ Fatty. He rolls it like a fatty.
He makes it like a big fatty.
Governor, is that your hand? Hand up my dress.
Oh, Governor. We're available.
Only if it was Spitzer. Anyway, we move on.
We're available for download on Stitcher.com, iTunes, DavinComedy.com, Wicked, WKAD, More Like Radio, the Android app. CyanNet uses TuneIn Radio. And we're also on Smokin' Hits. I believe we'll be available for download on Smokin' Hits. Well,
I don't think we're going to be available for download on Smokin' Hits. I think we're going to be available for download on CyanNet if they get our page done.
Okay. And also, if you want to look at our shows that were at the Compound, you go to ustream.tv.
And soon, even when we're here at Ghetto Compound.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
We're gonna look
at the mayhem instead of just hearing it.
Yes.
Ghetto compound.
You poor bastard.
The girls aren't 18, they're 80, but whatever.
There's no bar, just have a bottle of Pepsi.
Ghetto compound.
Yeah, it's gonna be ghetto compound.
It's a black and white TV, not a flat screen. Ghetto compound.
It's gonna be
Mr. Fancy Schmancy spends his $100,000. Pip gets a fucking 99-cent tablecloth.
I did. And I have to remember not to wear green or you can see right through my boobs. But you can see our old shows on ustream.tv/channel/live from the Compound. And now, Joe.
The Mick and Tommy Show. Yeah, check out Mick Thomas and Tommy Dunsey. You can check those guys out on podcast powered by Feedburner. And we got Hate Speech Radio. Hate Speech Radio on LevylandChannel.com. Check out Heather Height and the gang for a great show. The Hooter and Greenway Show. The Hooter and Greenway Show started 16 years ago when two teenage boys met in high school. Join them. little horse. That was a lousy one.
What the hell?
That's a better one. Join them every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on MoreLikeRadio.com as they bring you the worst in society and the best in entertainment. The Kerry Edelman Show interviews...
Or Edelman.
Edelman. The Kerry Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out her live show Tuesday evenings at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Kerry Edelman. The Some Guy Show. Join Jay Such and Joe Kearney for The Some Guy Show as they target pop culture and topics of the day. Check them out on Hot Talk. HotLATalk.com. The Rain Man and Guy Blow Show. Listen to The Rain Man and Guy Blow Show at RainManGuyBlow.com, the Crystal Palace of Comedy.
They're actually I'll let you finish this plug. They're actually instant messaging me right now. They wanted to call in. I'm like, we got to get off the air right now.
No.
But next week they might call and maybe we'll do a little we'll do something with them.
Dudes.
Oh, definitely call in.
Our pals, The Rain Man and Guy Blow Show.
And
yeah,
listen to those
earlier
guys because they are the Crystal Palace of Comedy with news, interviews, and original content. Tune in live every Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And subscribe to the podcast once again at RainManGuyBlow.com.
And the cool thing is, when they're really fucking drunk, they might call you up and ask to go on their show. So they did. I got my wife and kids sleeping in a hotel room, and I got to sneak out and talk to them in a parking lot of a hotel.
I got to talk to them.
I had a great time with them, but they're drunk off their ass.
Sounds like a spy movie.
It certainly was. Did you remember our pals?
Watson and Watson?
Yes, did you remember them?
I don't have the read, but I know who does. Tell us about it.
I don't have the read, I just fucking know it. Watson and Watson, 8 p.m. on Levy Land on Stickham, the Levy Land channel on Stickham. Also, when Wicked's up and running, they'll be over there on Wicked. Check out Watson and Watson, a mother and son battle royale. Always a bunch of comics, always good fun over there at Watson and Watson, our pal.
Cool.
Mr. Helix, does he have anything coming up?
Yeah, blowjob.
Oh, jeez. Coming up and going down. It's the shortest job ever.
I'm sure he has gigs coming up, but I can't think of anything now.
Smile. Oh. Ooh, look at that teeth whitening. It's freshly squeezed. Anywho.
Oh, Jesus.
If that's what he wants to yell, happy birthday, Helix. Enjoy the blow.
Yes.
Happy birthday, honey.
Joe?
I will be at Governor's Comedy Club this coming Thursday night over in Levittown, so come on by and say hello.
This Wednesday, this is going to be the final one I'm doing for a while. I'm going to be at the TGI Fridays in Bayonne, New Jersey, hosting game night. Chatty-O is coming back, so my temp job is done. Fun starts at 10 p.m. Come on down, give you free stuff. You win a jersey. All sorts of cool stuff. Yeah?
A jersey.
Now, I'll tell you what, start in the barrel, end in the barrel.
Yeah, I do.
Yep.
Joe's not helping you, is he?
Nope.
Just let you fucking die.
No hand.
Thursday at 12:45. Oh, my God. I read really 12:45? Yes. Thursday at 12:45 p.m. I'll be presenting a lecture on what is offensive besides us at the JCC.
Okay. We scheduled. All right.
Yeah. So this is my first lecture. First non-going for laughs. I was going to say comedy, but I didn't want to set Joe up.
Well, as you said, Joe,
I had to fucking dance around the crocodile.
Yeah.
He's fucking snapping. Fuck you, Skippin'. Fucking hit you in the tail and fucking run away. Fucking go by the mouth where the jaws of the asshole are.
Jaws of the asshole. Wow.
This is going to be the first time I'll be giving a lecture, so hopefully this goes well.
Like you said, Jews love lectures.
They certainly do. Well, they love giving them. JCC's on the Palisades in Tenafly, New Jersey. Call 201-569-7900. Also, this Friday, I'll be performing at a fundraiser for East Coast Paws at the Mansion in Brick, New Jersey. They help animals.
Nice.
For tickets, call 848-223-7467. 848-223-7467. I will be on that show with the aforementioned Johnny Watson, so make sure you check that out. We are going to get the fuck out of here. It has been a blast. Guys, if you're on Smoking Hits, listen to DJ Fatty. If you're on Cyanet, listen to my brother's podcast. What's the other one? We got another one. If you're on Levy Land, we got Night Views coming up. Thank you guys for hanging out. It's been a pleasure. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.